communism or something. Kind of hardcore commie music.
Oh.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are live, and no, it is not Jason Burmis, the Info Warrior, sitting here in the InfoWars command nest, the very center of the web, according to the federal government and all their documents demonizing us. We're sitting right at the center of the web, and just a few feet away from the very center of the web, sitting very near the center of, I guess, the ultimate fortress of ultimate darkness, is Jason Burmis, fresh back from Glenn Beck and Fox News trying to co-opt the Tea Party down in San Antonio. Right now, Hannity has co-opted everything in Atlanta. But remember, and I'm going to call Kurt Nimmo to do a story on this tomorrow. We should have done it earlier. This is important where the providence of these came from so they're not hijacked, which has happened to a certain extent. But we can hijack two ways here. We could actually, when they get all their old folks and stuff to come to the Fox News audience, we can be there, you know, trying to educate them. You're going to tell folks what happened. We're also going to have Rob Jacobson pop in a little bit later with his take on what was happening, and Rob Dew, who are with you today in San Antonio, an hour south of Austin, Texas, where we sit right now. But the big issue here is that you've got George Bush playing his part for the New World Order and the Symphony of Destruction, bringing in the tyranny, the Wall Street takeover, the torture, the wars. And now suddenly all these Fox News supporters and viewers are running around acting like they're anti-establishment and anti-Wall Street. And I just saw Sean Hannity before he went live, talking about how they're fighting the corruption of Wall Street when Rupert Murdoch and the rest of them are the engineers of it. But this shows how desperate they are. They know if they don't co-opt the grassroots, not left, not right, but constitutional movement to arrest the bankers, if they don't at least let this be a steam valve, like Argentina let them beat pots and pans and have protests for months and months, but then that let off steam. It's good to get out and meet, and it's good to go out and protest and demonstrate to get media attention for your message, but not if it's hijacked by Fox News, turning it into some phony neocon version. It's good to organize and then to go to the legislatures and talk to your legislators, to go on the radio, go on TV, petition, file lawsuits, take over the government politically is the reason you go out and rally and demonstrate. That's why the big leftist foundations have always tried to fund just demonstrating, because it kind of like is a poof of smoke and then it blows away, instead of hard concrete changing minds and being about issues and actually trying to take over our local counties, cities, and states. The state sovereignty movement, that's where the real power is at. But now we have Rick Perry, the globalist, handing over the roads of the international corporations, Bilderberg Group visitor. You know, he's being picked. He comes out and talks about the tyranny of the federal government and all this, when really it's flawless integration from Bush to Obama. But now the Republicans are out of power, so Fox News and all them can act like, oh, we're with the people. And suddenly Fox's ratings were going down and CNN's were going up. Now Fox's are the highest they've ever been. CNN is plunging number four now in all the ratings. So they're going to play the part of the establishment now and become unpopular. In 4 to 8 years, then CNN will be the anti-establishment. They'll be high again. You know, when they were fighting Bush, they're high, MSNBC. And so it goes vice versa, back and forth, Jason. So when we come back, we're going to hear from you, a report about what you witnessed, what you saw. We're going to get Rob Dew in here as well to share the mic with you, and then Rob Jacobson in this next segment. Then I'm going to go through all the important news I've got, break down what's really happening with these tea parties. And listen, I miss the forest for the trees very often. I'm so busy tracking and tracing bird flu and FEMA camps and New World Order and, you know, all these things that are happening, that I kept reading headlines in the news about teabagging. And I thought, you know, that's a funny name the media has for the Tea Party protest. And then I finally today saw a YouTube clip of Rachel Maddow saying she coined it on MSNBC. That's putting your testicles in somebody's mouth. They were saying this on mainstream news. Very, very vulgar. So this is what the George Soros feds think of people protesting out-of-control taxes, is a horrible sexual slur. And it was so over the top when I kept reading it the last few days, I didn't click. We'll be back. I'm Alex Jones.
Are you embarrassed by your legs? Are your legs sore and irritated? Millions of women suffer from leg pain due to varicose veins. When varicose veins prevent you from living and enjoying your everyday life, You need Venulux. Venulux is a dietary tool formulated to restore naturally beautiful legs from the inside out. As part of your healthy lifestyle, Venulux promotes antioxidant action throughout your body to calm varicose veins and support fit legs for life. Venulux has helped women all over the world relieve varicose vein pain and restore the confidence to bear their legs. Now it's your chance to benefit with Venulux free when you call 1-888-4-FIT-LEG today. That's 1-888-4 Fit Leg, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com. And remember, when you call 1-888-4-FIT-LEG, ask how to get your Venulux free. That's 1-888-4-FIT-LEG, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Steve Schenck. You might not be able to spell Constitution, but you sure know how important it is. You might not be missing any shirts from your closet, but you have given the shirt off your back hundreds of times. You might not understand the thousands of laws that exist, but you do live by the Ten Commandments. You might not know who the bad guys are or what you should be complaining about, but you do know what to be thankful for. You might not be looking for a government handout, but you do know how to lend a helping hand. eFoodsDirect.com. There might be a lot that you don't know, but you do know that you want to take care of your family. eFoodsDirect.com. You might not be able to own a farm, but you can have the food that came from one. eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633. We're thankful for the chance to lend a hand with food for you and your family. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com, or call 800-409-5633.
Would like this music. That'll be another classic on the web.
Another one, yeah.
I shouldn't act stupid because they take them all and put them together and it's ridiculous, but it only gets us more listeners, so yeah. Have at me all you want. You know, I actually bared all today. I wasn't joking. Tom Hartman, one of the biggest shows on the Remnant of Air America, but he's on in L.A., Chicago, New York, on things like K-Talk, Big Blowtorches, millions and millions of listeners an hour. And they invited me to simulcast, and they want to simulcast every few months or maybe more often with me. So we simulcasted, and a real nice guy for that hour we did. But I was already planning, I thought, because right before I went on air, I signed one check for last year's taxes over the quarterly and then the next quarterly. And the way the CPA I have is very conservative because I know they're looking at me and after me, we're having to come after us. And I was signing this because they've gotten rid of most of the deductions and things to where even business stuff isn't really deductible. And I was thinking, my God, this is like all the money we've got in the bank, basically, to try to run this place. I better get, And so I thought, this is really taking the shirt off my back. But people say, oh, you wimp, go ahead and don't pay it. Then that would be my whole fight. And Alex is going to prison for 5 years. I know it's criminal. I know it's illegal. I know it's a fraud. You have to pick your battles in this. And I take a lot of other risks. But I did go topless for an hour on air, and it is horrifying, and it is going to go viral on YouTube and everywhere else. You can definitely guarantee that. But I did it to illustrate the tax man. We don't normally do stunts on the air, but that was definitely one that I did do. But going back to this teabagging issue, for like two or three days, I kept reading headlines, even mainstream news, going teabagging. you know, and then criticizing people protesting. And I was like, no, Alex, don't have a dirty mind. You know, I know that's a vulgar sexual thing. But I said, that can't be what they mean. And then I was driving home listening to XM today on the liberal channel. They were laughing about all the disgusting, gross teabaggers and it's saying what it was. And I was like, my God, then I Googled it. And there was Rachel Maddow. What is she, MSNBC?
Yes, right after Oldman.
I just saw it was mainstream TV. And her up there, I don't watch her a lot. I don't know what she'd know about that, though. But the point is that she just starts, I mean, on national TV, talking about how everyone who's at these protests is having testicles crammed in their mouth. And I'm sorry to have to talk like that. Everybody's laughing. I mean, this is outrageous. I mean, shock jocks. I mean, you don't hear that stuff on this show, but shock jocks don't get away with that. People like, I'm on ManCow tomorrow, millions of listeners. You know, he's a right-wing shock jock. He can't get away with that. But Rachel Maddow can get up on the news. I mean, and people are like, don't complain that I'm talking about it. It's in, I mean, this is on MSNBC. Jason Burmish, your comments on that?
Well, I think it's just more, you know, programming out there to keep you in that right-left paradigm, whereas I went to this thing today, you know, I would ask people, well, what's the problem with the Obama administration? I get very generic answers, you know.
He's a Muslim born on Pluto.
Exactly, and, you know, everybody's against higher taxes, Alex. The question is, are these people going to get together and revolt? You know, are they going to get new legislation passed to lower their taxes? Are they going to say no?
Oh, no, instead, Obama is fixing it, and I've already read what they proposed, all of the exemptions. I mean, right now I have a property tax exemption. Thank God. I mean, I don't even live in a very nice house, and it's, you know, my property tax is like $5,000 a year. I mean, people in crap holes are paying $2,000 in Austin. That money doesn't grow on trees, man. People in nice houses are paying, you know, $15,000, $20,000, $30,000 a year, and it just goes up and up and up. I can exempt that and not pay taxes on that. They're saying, bye-bye, gone, go ahead.
Yeah, well, again, you know, those people have their feel-good day today, Alex, and they're like, we're going to do something. Let's see if they do anything. But then on the other side, you know, to keep you in that right-left, Democrat-Republican paradigm, they're like, oh, look at all the idiots over there. We'll call them teabaggers. Oh, it's a teabagging day, you know.
You know, I should have told you to ask the question of them. And I forgot because we got so busy I didn't have time to write questions for you down there for the new film we're working on. Should have asked him, okay, Obama's bad. We agree. But Bush was in support of all of this and helped engineer it as well. But see, when you watch Hannity's America Tonight or Glenn Beck, I was listening to that. It's on XM2. I'm getting addicted to this XM. I just hear everything.
I love it.
And I flip around. And it's incredible that it's like none of that ever existed. And now they're the anti-establishment. They didn't lie about WMDs. They didn't triple the size of the BATF. They didn't create this giant anti-terror apparatus that I kept telling people with the Violent Radicalization Act and things we were studying in Congress. The Republicans and Democrats were always saying it was the veterans were the threat. I remember 2 years ago, mainstream news articles. In fact, somebody Google this and print it for me. I forgot to do it. I thought of it tonight when I was on Steve Quayle's show. Military training police or Homeland Security training police for roadside bombs. Because every police department in America is being trained for roadside bombs. And it said because they're worried about military coming back and going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's Raw Story actually being honest today. And we'll get into what happened with you and get the witnesses in here. And it says conservatives outrage as DHS assessment warning of violent right-wing extremism. The most dangerous domestic terrorism threat in the United States, it says an April 7th report by the Department of Homeland Security is causing waves of indignation among conservatives for labeling right-wing extremism the most dangerous domestic terrorism threat in the United States. And that's a quote. And in there it says that it is our perception the economy's bad. It is our perception the banks are being bailed out. I mean, you know, we're the ones that called and confirmed this report was real and really broke it Sunday. It was on a few message boards. And then the news gives other people the credit. The point is they don't want to give us credit because we're the ones that broke the MIAC report. I still got folks telling me that wasn't real. They called Homeland Security. They've admitted it. But it says the veterans are terrorists, period. Doesn't just say disgruntled. It says people buying guns and ammo are terrorists. It says the people hoarding these and buying them. Now you hear that term arsenal everywhere. And they keep raiding people and arresting them for having like 10 guns. And I'll check the state where they're arrested. There's no law against the 10 guns. Folks, the persecution of gun owners is going on, but then they do go on in the article and admit that, really retracting themselves again, that the white supremacist that shot the cops. Now this could even get questionable. Looks like it may be a setup. Certainly the one in New York was, and we have the evidence of that now. Very chilling. Is it the Southern Poverty Law Center, within hours of that shooting, fed my name from the police with what he'd searched? This has now come out. And he searched hundreds of sites. They chose me. And he'd been on Fox News. It's now, the list has been released. He'd been on Associated Press. He'd been on Drudge. Folks, think about that. The police are there. Southern Poverty Law Center is on the phone with them or in person. And they tell them, Alex Jones, get him, get him. And then the attacks start. What does that say to you?
Well, it says obviously we're being effective. I mean, I think it was in 2004, 2006 when they admitted that they were going to up their COINTEL pro game to include CENTCOM and be more active in the internet world, you know, whether that be forums or on YouTube.
Oh, billions of bucks of the Pentagon.
I mean,
alone,
they spent a lot of money, and it just says, you know, we're at the center of the tech. We're in the crosshairs. What can you do when you have, I guess, the number one alternative media website, when we are the ones breaking these domestic terror documents? And especially, you know, I think people really need to look at that 215-page Virginia terrorism threat assessment document. It clearly states it doesn't want the media getting a hold of this. It goes county by county. It openly talks about conducting surveillance on citizens that really have no priors whatsoever. In the beginning, they try to define terrorism as a violent act or a threat of a violent act to have a political, you know, gain or something.
Well, they clearly associate owning guns and ammo. They clearly state it.
Anti-abortionists,
with killing police. Now, I want to make this point because I forgot to make it earlier. Yeah, here it is. Homeland Security to train cops to combat roadside bombs. And that was reported in Wired magazine in a secret report suppressed by U.S. defense chiefs and obtained by The Observer in England because they basically believe that U.S. troops are going to come back and bomb American citizens. Now, this is May 14, 2008. Just this report I have here, it's an Infowars.com showing how we're on top of things, but it's links to Wired magazine and others. So, and then I talked to cops, and they said, oh, yeah, they're saying the military is our number one threat. Well, see, police, what are the police mainly made up of? Military. It's you. They're worried about you not following orders to confiscate guns, send people to FEMA camps, and they're going to try to divide out the police and military that will go after the American people and turn you against the police and military that won't go along with it. And they plan to get rid of the police and military by marching them off into a fight against the American people. And you can see how this psyop is now unfolding. And watch, when the roadside bombs start, and I've noticed there's already been some bombings around the country, and they're being very, very quiet about who's doing it. And that's because they like to stage fake terror attacks they don't announce. But then they internally use that in intelligence reports to scare police and military. Okay. So this is a very sophisticated psyop they're engaged in. But when they start publicly bombing everything, remember, my God, Homeland Security starts training the police in every town and city, creating that federal nexus with military. You know, that's the takeover. That there's going to be military bombing you, U.S. military. The military's terrorist. You can't trust them. We got to disarm the former vets. We've heard that. They're mentally ill. Mm-hmm. And then right on time, the bombings start. You see how that psyop works?
And meanwhile, they'll just diagnose anybody they want with PTSD and say that they're mentally ill and that they're a threat. But, you know, that same person with PTSD, as long as he was willing to go along with the program and re-enlist or maybe join a Blackwater squad, well, he'll be welcome with open arms, Alex.
But if he wants to come back to America and have his Second Amendment, doesn't want to be taxed at 80%, he's now a terrorist. And that's why they give the troops, this has been documented, soft kill bioweapon shots that have the cancer viruses in them that have been genetically engineered to trigger once someone's hormone levels get to a certain point that depending on male or female, on average, is at a certain age, 55, 65, right around that area. And this has come out. So police and military, I know that's hardcore to hear, but it's the truth. The globalists see you as the number one enemy. And that's what I started realizing in the last few years. Why do they show all these videos of the police brutality, which are terrible? Why does the media hype it up if they want a police state? Because they want to turn the people and the police and the military against each other so they can play us off against each other. And then so the public will support Night of the Long Knives purges like Hitler did of the police and military.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
The new media, tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. What are we trying to do? Get the people to rediscover the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and true liberty. And nothing's going to get fixed. We can blame Obama all day long for things. If we attack him as if he really has power and is running something, that builds into the phony left-right illusion, that builds into the puppetry, the marionettes, the Shakespearean theater we're seeing. If we attack the bankers, the superstructure, the internal elite system, both the internal and the exterior, the entire architecture of the New World Order, and make that connection, that's what devastates them. So that's why Fox News and others are coming in and basically saying they founded the Tea Parties, while the left comes out and says they founded the Tea Parties. What I want Kurt Nimmo to do, and he can look this up, I remember about 8 months ago, as they were building towards the bailout, 7.5 months ago, they had giant tea parties right here in Austin, Texas, with 9/11 Truth against the bailout, dumping tea off the Congress bridge and off other bridges.
Yeah.
I remember them having them in D.C. It was the Ron Paul Liberty Movement, our listeners, 9/11 Truth.
I'll go even one further. Back in 2005, when you held that L.A. conference, I believe the first one was with the 9/11 Commission. They had a huge book that was dressed up like the book and had holes in it, and that's where they dumped it into the San Francisco Bay. It's got to be either 05
or 06. Yeah, exactly. Well, no, I mean, before that, year after year, starting in 2004, up until today, every 9/11 in Boston, they do that tea party.
Yeah.
And yes, that's where 9/11 Truth in Austin, they asked me to come down to it, a bunch of groups, Ron Paul Meetup, 9/11 Truth. They all went down and did that. They had a march. I was told like 500 people showed up. So that built, and they said, and I had to, in all fairness to Fox, I was listening to O'Reilly driving in on XM, and he had a guest on saying, so the media is saying Fox News is the only ones that set this up. See the lie? Acting like they're part of it from the start. No, they weren't. They were attacking Ron Paul then. They were going after us then. And see, but again, all these listeners said, oh, Ron Paul didn't win the presidency. We wasted our millions of dollars. We wasted putting up the signs. No. People went and found out Ron Paul was a gateway, like a gateway drug, marijuana into harder drugs.
A right? nexus point. Yeah, into
exactly.
Our
exactly. And so it's symbiotic. And so now it gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. So they're having to address it with Rick Perry coming out and saying he wants to fight the New World Order, basically, and fight tyranny. We have another governor coming up. This is really creepy, out of South Carolina. We're going to play that coming up in the next segment. Tell folks about this, Jason.
Yeah, somebody sent this to me, and I think actually it was Tim in the office, and he said, you know, you got to check this out around 6:30. So he is talking about every politician is jumping on the bandwagon. We need less taxes, and our forefathers were right. You know, everybody cheers. And then all of a sudden he's like, he brings up how this nation is a Christian nation. And then he does something very bizarre. He goes into his back pocket of his dollar bill.
The all-seeing eye of God watching us and building us, Nordos Ordo Seclorum, and it's all Masonic. Guaranteed, if you look this governor up.
But he acts like it's Christianity. I mean, come on.
Well, no. That's the higher level thing. That's how they suck in the low-level Masons. Yeah. But if you listen to him, it's the all-seeing eye of God. It's there, but we came out of Egypt. This is the great contest, the balance of how you have the people fighting with the state. That's what creates it, with God's eye directing us out of the pyramid, out of Egypt. And he starts going off into all of this, so that's coming up. But let's get back, because I want to call some of the guys in before we do this after the break. Get back to what you witnessed, because Rob Jacobson's upset. He's saying there was like little neocon groups giving him little T-shirts and that it was a total co-op. But remember, Fox can only be in California, Texas, and Atlanta. Cavuto's in California. Becky in Texas, Atlanta. You know, they're there to hold down the different sectors of the Patriots and co-opt them as Benedict Arnold's. But there were other events all over the country, and they were anti-New World Order.
Yeah, absolutely. And there was, the We Are Change groups and the People Against the Real ID Act out there as well. I mean, there was some patriots out there.
You said they were handing out Obama deceptions.
Oh, my God. They probably handed out more Obama deceptions than I did Loose Change Final Cut. I mean, they had maybe 500. It looked good, and they handed out a lot of people took them. So that's always a positive getting out there. There were people in the tyranny response team.
That's right. How many of the Loose Change Final Cuts out of there did we give them?
Well, because I had to carry them myself and the thing. I think I handed out about 100, and I left 30 with the group to give out as well. So I did about 100. I talked to each and every person I gave it to. And the way we really opened up is we got out in front of the Alamo, and the police were constantly making people move. And they're saying, oh, we got to do another bomb sweep. Everybody's got to get out of here. All right, we're going to do another bomb sweep. So blah, blah, blah.
Again, bomb sweeps. Like, oh, my God, the citizens are here saying they want lower taxes. There may be bombs.
Well, Glenn Beck is coming. Lord Beck was on his way. There can be, no chance of any kind of dissent to Lord Beck. And, I mean, there were people there.
But, I mean, do you see how?
Yes.
I want freedom. Oh, God, let's look for bombs. It's like it's dirty. It's bad. It's, oh, my God, we've got to have white gloves on. It's like pornography. Put it in a black bag. They're talking about freedom. How about founding fathers? So when we come back, when you would give them the FEMA camp documents, we'll talk about what the neocons did.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government is bailing out the credit card companies, we're here to make sure you get help too. Just one call could reduce your credit card debt by as much as 60%. 60%. We'll bring you peace of mind with reduced debt and just one low monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, and we'll get the job done for you fast.
It was amazing. They helped me consolidate all my credit card debt into one low monthly payment.
Now, we don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Managing one payment is giving me my life back.
For a free debt evaluation and to learn how you can save thousands right now, call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
I knew she was a virgin when I first met her. Rockin' stockings and poppin' out of the Catholic school sweater. Mom told me she could do better than a criminal. 17-year-old psychotic trying to be lyrical. I never meant to break her heart of a cup of life, but I was careless. Instead of treating her right, I seen her again.
Okay, Vermis, give him the number for folks to call in on.
Yes, the call-in line is 866-582-9933. That is 866-582-9933. Open phones. Hopefully you're going to talk about some real issues, because when I tried to talk about real issues with people today down at this tax party event, it got a little rough, Alex. I'm not going to lie.
Okay, well, we're going to bring Rob Dew in here in just a minute. In fact, Rob, start wheeling it. Get Rob and get him to wheel a chair in here so we can talk to him and share a mic with him for a moment. And we'll go to some calls and cover a host of other news. Again, it's Alex Jones hijacking the InfoWarrior show here. I am unseating the original InfoWarrior, Jason Vermis.
Oh, I'm the original. I think you're the original.
No. He actually invited me in tonight because there's a lot to talk about. So I'm here in the catbird seat. We're covering the news. Just got raped by the private bankers, most people out there, or even being raped all year with withholding your money going to these people. And it's a real travesty of justice because they sell the public. When I had Tom Hartman on today, we were simulcasting. You know, him saying, well, this is the infrastructure of the country, and callers called in and said it's like the rent on the infrastructure. No, 30 to 1, the money goes to offshore banks that want our guns, that lobby to destroy our freedoms, and you're there at the meeting. In fact, let's get a wide shot on both these guys. You're there at the meeting, and you said there was about 2,000, 3,000 people there. Again, Burma, start over. Describe what was there. Describe what they did when you tried to give them civilian inmate labor camp programs from army.mil. Admitting the FEMA camps.
All right, well, let's just start with the first guy that we saw. We get in front of the Alamo. We just shoot a setup shot. Right now, the police are, again, trying to move people away, saying they want to do a bomb sweep. Right away, a gentleman recognized Rob Jacobson and said, "Hey, you work for Alex Jones, don't you?" And Rob's like, eh. So anyway, they got to talking for a moment, and I thought to myself, well, there's this yuppie standing right next to this guy. This guy looks perfect. I mean, this is like...
Had a nice camera.
Yeah, had a nice camera there, sunshine, and looked like he tanned, had a good job, you know, typical yuppie. I could just tell he was going to be a good interview.
Okay, enough about him.
All right, so I start talking to
him.
Well, because he's my first pick, Jones. I'm like, I want to talk to this guy. Let's see how far I can take it with this guy. So
he went for a home run the first time.
I always go for a home run. I'm swinging for the fences every time. Anyway, so I go up to...
That really has double meanings, but just go ahead. So when you start talking about Glenn Beck, this stuff comes up.
Yeah.
And it is a teabagging event, but go ahead.
Anyway, so right off the bat, I ask him why he's here. That's my opening question. Why are you here in the first place? And he's like, well, I'm really not happy with the way the administration's bringing in more taxes. And he started saying, I think we're headed towards socialism. And I thought that was great. You know, he was very upset about the banking institutions. And that we could agree on. We were even talking a little bit of quantitative easing. We talked a little bit about the G20. He was hip to that stuff.
That's the new global currency.
Yes, the new. And, you know, people saying it's not a global currency. Again, I want to point them to this Geithner.
They're already issuing it since last December.
They say it's an IMF
That's
reserve
Reuters.
Unit.
That's Reuters.
Yeah, it's right here.
This is Reuters. Geithner to host G7 G20 meetings April 24th because they're having more of these. This is being set up. And it says the deal included a huge infusion of funds, $1.2 trillion, to give it resources to lend to emerging market countries, that means take them over, under strain, as well as a new infusion of IMF reserve units known as special drawing rights, and those are the new global currency.
Exactly.
So when you Google special drawing rights, it's like it's not global government, it's global governance. And it's global governance. It's not global currency, it's quantitative easing.
Exactly. It's not global currency. It's just a IMF reserve unit. You know, it's semantic
games. I mean, they admit if you Google quantitative easing and IMF World Bank reserve unit, you will see their other articles where they're saying this is the new global currency.
Yeah, global super currency that was asked
for. But then
for
a congresswoman says we should pass a law that we're not going to be part of that.
And she's kooky.
And Rachel Maddow says it doesn't exist. This woman's insane.
Yeah.
Because she watches the G20 on the news.
And reads the...
See, I mean, that's such an insulting mind game that they play with us. Just like, hey, I read Newsweek where they said we're going to have a new global currency and that we'll have a bank of the world I pay taxes to. I don't want that. And they say, shut up, doesn't exist. You go, but they're setting it up right now. No, they don't. Are you a terrorist? Because all these federal documents say you're a terrorist and we need to have a bomb sweep. She's talking about we don't want a global currency and a global government. Well, wait, I have USA Today, third article this year, saying that the Supreme Court's following the orders of the international... tribunal in The Hague, we don't want this. And they go, oh, bomb sweep. I mean, literally, it's like, oh, you just defecated on the ground here if you talk about any of this. And, oh, you're a white supremacist. You know, I don't want corrupt government. Oh, you're a white supremacist. Why are you bringing Jews into this? You're like, no, that's actually racist. You're bringing up Jews. I was talking about the world bankers. Oh, like the Jewish Madoff, you're an anti-Semite. I was listening to BBC this morning, and they were saying that. Isn't all this attack on Madoff really code for attacking Jews? They're introducing it because they want to make it all about that instead of about corruption. But
it's not about the money.
Exactly. Look, I'm running on here. Tell us what happened. Go ahead.
All right, so I finish off on that, and I say to him, hey, so did you see his recent, quote-unquote, debunking of these FEMA camps? You know, after I talked to him a little bit about the MIAC report, he acknowledged the MIAC report. And I'll tell you, everybody I talked to who knew about the MIAC report and wasn't involved with We Are Change had never read it. They never even looked at it. They all parrot what they hear on the mainstream media. None of the people had actually taken the time to look at this document. So I handed them the document and I said, you know, you need to look at this. Gave him a copy of Loose Change Final Cut. And I said, you know, one of the things he just debunked with the editor of quote unquote Popular Mechanics, you know, this yellow journalist publication. I didn't say that to him, but was these FEMA camps. And I said, well, what did he debunk? I mean, do you remember? He's like, well, I don't really remember, but it's all kooky to me. And I'm like, well, you think that's because he put a guy with the Edge of Insanity graphic up there and he's bleeding out of his eyeballs and, you know, steam coming out of his ears. And he's like, well, I just think that's a little far off. So I grabbed the Civilian Inmate Labor Program document.
This is from the Army. You can go there.
Yes,
right now.
That's what I say. I say, look, this is off the dot mil page. This is a military document. It's been declassified since 2005. This
That's the latest version. Yeah, it's been declassified since 97.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. This one program has been around, at least that we know, since 97. Rex 84 was before it. Hand on the document. Oh, I don't even want to look at it. I mean, people literally did like wanted to not touch it. So I made him take it, and I talked to him about it for a little while. He was a pretty decent sport about it. But still, you know, like yuppies do, just whatever.
He said, I don't want to go there.
And it's just like, I just can't.
I don't want to worry about that.
I don't want to worry. Oh, that's okay. Other people... I had literally had them take a copy of Loose Change. They were ready to look at that. And I gave them a copy of the Civilian Inmate Labor. Then they put the copy of Loose Change right back in.
That was the good old boy.
Yeah, that was a good old boy. I guess I had less success with people in actual cowboy hats than I did with people without the cowboy hats. But it was great. I mean, you know.
Well, those guys on with cowboy hats are afraid of horses and cattle. I mean, I'm serious. The ones that have lariats in their car usually and walk around going, like they're Clint Eastwood. I mean, you have to learn. Those guys are in a delusional la-la land.
Well, most people I talk to are actually bigger than me. You know, it's not like anyone's going to intimidate me with their looks. I mean, that's not the point of this. I mean, I'm wearing
I mean, they just strut around all day worshiping government. And now it's politically correct for them to not like Obama. And Fox News is pretty good now. I'm glad Obama's in. I get to bitch and gripe and feel like I'm a conservative. And so that's what they're doing. I mean, that's why... you just got to move on. Look, if they don't want it or don't want to see it, move on. Pearls before swine.
Yeah, well,
a lot of people were coming up going, what do you got there? What do you tell them what it is? Oh, and I heard a couple people say, oh, I saw that last night. It's awesome. This old lady.
Oh, yeah,
she
Obama
was like
deception.
A grandma, perfect grandma, probably from Florida, goes, oh, I saw that last night. It's great. You know, she said it just like that. I was just like, wow, it's really good.
About the Obama deception. And then, you know, I walked right up to her. I said, ma'am, here's a copy of Loose Change Final Cut. I hope that you take a look at this information as well. And thank you very much, sir. And, you know, that's how you keep you very cordial. You try to bring up information that sparks their interest. So they will take that DVD home. And, I mean, I had little kids walking up to me. I had 8 or 9 year olds and I saw people with their kids. You know, one guy had his kid with a little, you know, U.S. Army hat on and he was just interested in what we were doing. He came over, he took a copy of the DVD, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, if he watches this DVD, maybe I can make a difference in this family's life, and he won't, you know, have his boy go off to a desert and die somewhere for some rich billionaire's cause.
Exactly. And you said you also ran into a guy who was doing security there in an Infowars.com tyranny response team.
He had the tyranny response team shirt on. He had a big old yellow flag. He's a big dude.
I think it was kind of volunteer security. I think he was just there.
All I know is he wasn't really talking to anybody.
Well, he just said it was security. That's why I said that.
Well, yeah. He came up to, you know, he came up to me and he shook my hand really quick. And I said, hey, man, can we get you on film really quick? And he said, sure. And he had done 2 tours in Afghanistan, 1 in Iraq. And, you know, he said he was a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he basically said what we're doing is great and we're trying to wake people up. He talked about the MIAC report with him. And it was a good interview. I mean, there were some pretty aware people out there, but the older crowd was definitely in effect. And there were a lot of Glenn.
Well, that's because Beck's been announcing for weeks he would be there. So this really was a Beckian event.
Yeah.
But what percentage would you say were actually real patriots that know the inside score?
Unfortunately, probably about 10 to 20%.
Yeah, that's still huge. 20. But I know that because I've gotten the calls and read the emails and talked to folks all over the country. In every even small town, they had tea parties. And the real core people there are the patriots. And so what's happening is they're trying to co-opt us, but it's actually backfiring because we're now actually getting their people to wake up. In fact, look at this. Governor Rick Perry 2 days ago said the feds are tyrants. That's a quote. Their tyranny's coming down on us. The frog in the pot analogy. Now the headline is that the state may secede, which that's why we're called the Lone Star State. We're the only state that kept its rights through treaty to any time it wanted to leave the Union. Under the Bill of Rights and Constitution, Declaration of Independence, the other states have the right to revolt, like New Hampshire and places. They can pull out on their own, but separately to change the federal government, they've got to do it through CONCON, you know, with the rest of the states. But Texas is the lone star in the star in the fly because it's special because it was its own country when it came in, not originally a territory of the British, a colony. So that's why Texas is so special. It wasn't bought from Napoleon, or anything like that. It was taken, it was freebooted, from the corrupt, empire of Spain and then Mexico. Yes, I said pirated, folks. Governor says Texans may want to secede from union, but probably won't. So, see, he's running the rail of this, and he goes on to say, Governor Perry's fired up about anti-tax Tea Party with his stance against the federal government and for states' rights. But in truth, he's this globalist, New World Order, selling out all the roads, going to Bilderberg, breaking the law. He's all hat and no cattle, as they say. He's a mile wide and an inch deep. It's always fake with this guy. But again, why are they having to do this? They're having to do this because we're having a major effect. We are becoming the mainstream. Any other thoughts, Rob Dew, my producer, on this?
Oh, I've got a ton of thoughts. One of which is, it's interesting the way the stage was set up. The stage was not set up to where the people in the crowd could see Glenn Beck very well, or who was the guitar player there? Ted Nugent.
Ted Nugent was there.
Yeah. You couldn't really see him very well unless you were right up against the gate. They didn't have a high stage. I thought that was kind of odd, being a Fox News event. They were trying to make this, you know, big and accessible to people. Mm-hmm. And another thing was the people watching the television screens as they were doing the live Fox broadcast. They were doing...
I'm directing them. I just want more room on this side, folks. If he's over here and they're over there, I want the camera to yeah, exactly. Okay, go ahead now.
All right. Anyway.
That's too much now. That's the problem being here directing. Anyway, we're working the bugs out here on the show, but this means move that way. It's fine. Go ahead.
All right. And, anyway, the people were really into the Fox News broadcast. So when people would start talking, when nothing was going on, they were like, we're trying to listen to the TV. We're trying to listen. And when a couple of the guys brought megaphones, we went deep into the crowd.
Yeah.
And they started saying stuff when Ted was saying, Fedzilla. He said that several times, like he was against the Fed. We had guys going, in the Fed. And then people behind us would start erupting USA, USA, like we were kind of saying something bad. You know, at the time, and I thought that was really
odd. No, that's because
they've
got brainwashed mainline Republicans.
I mean, we were right.
No. The organizers said, you don't talk about ending the Fed. You don't talk about impeaching Obama.
Yeah.
Listen, you come to the meeting. We cut your testicles off. So I guess it is a teabagging meeting in a way. I was saying that earlier this week, you know, that the Glenn Beck will castrate you. And so that's it. Yeah, exactly. You say in the Fed. Oh, no, don't let Ted Nugent do that. USA, USA, we love being owned by offshore banks. We love European Rothschilds. No, we love banks. Rip us off. Screw us over. Take our guns.
Yeah, let's not forget, give me a carbon tax because I can't wait to pick
Korea. I want a carbon tax.
Yeah, no, that's pretty dead on. And
Glenn Beck was following Mayak reports a year and a half ago when he said, these are McVeigh types. We need to arrest these Ron Paul people and taser them. And you know, they're in league with terrorists and they're dangerous. The army needs to be used against them. And now he's dun 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 in a little, yeah, you know, cape like the bad guy. And
he likes frilly stuff.
He's like the bad guy in The Incredibles. and literally.
He's got his little homemade jetpack.
Literally, he's like, whoa, Major, man. I mean, he is literally oozes fakeness. He's proven he's a shill.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I'm surprised he didn't land in a jetpack.
Oh, man.
Mr. Fabulous.
When people saw him, it was just,
he walked through very quickly, and he really didn't even say, like, hi or shake anybody's hand. That's, you know, not evidence of somebody who's loved by the people, you know?
Well, no. He said on air he may not even go or speak or be on the, because he was so scared because there were going to be some people there. Oh, my God. There might be a.
Giving away free DVDs.
No. Listen, back when his book came out a few years ago, I see the YouTube videos. People would like, Mr. Beck in a line, please, will you talk about the private Federal Reserve? And he'd be like, and like run in, and bodyguards would go, who are you? Get out of here. You want freedom, damn you. I mean, you know, that's who they are. And they said, no, the way to beat these people is to become them. Is that what I do? I like that idea. And, I mean, I'm sorry, but Beck really is despicable, man.
No, he's revolting.
And I don't like us, all the patriots out there building this movement, and then having him go, "Ah, nice system you've built. Thank you." Him and Sean Hannity.
Now I'll sell them books.
I'm going to expose the camps. I think they're real, and keeps hyping it every night. Yeah. And then going, maybe they're not real, but they're telling me to say that. And then acting kooky, and I said, folks, he's going to say they don't exist. People are like, shut up, Jones. He's come over to our side. Fox isn't half bad. And I go, oh, they go to the Bilderberg Group, their New World Order. Come on, Jones. You just don't understand. This, you know, Beck's really on our team. And I said, okay, this is how he will debunk us. And I called it.
Yeah.
And it's not hard. Yeah. And then, by the way, finally, the Popular Mechanics Report, the full thing came out. Everything I said. There are two fake things I knew of, and that was the because we posted the photos and somebody sent them to us when everybody else did like 10 years ago, and we went and checked it out and found out it was fake. Now, not fake in the way you'd think. It was a urban warfare drill system for Eastern Europe where they practiced running a prisoner of war camp. So it is a mock prisoner of war camp for training, and it can't have dual use. Well, it's the evidence debunking FEMA camp myths. First, they show somebody on the internet posting the North Korean camp and unattributed, saying then that it was an American camp. That was one I didn't predict. Then Camp Grayling National Guard Training Center, and they showed that. And there's also another one in Louisiana I mentioned. And then the Beech Grove Amtrak facility.
Three things in a 20-minute segment. That's how piss poor it was. No documentation, no threats of martial law, no Rex 84.
But listen, I thought of the biggest piece of evidence yet that I'd never thought of for FEMA camps. So when we come back, I'll cover that. Then we'll play the clip of this governor of South Carolina talking about the all-seeing eye of God watching us beaming down from the pyramid. Really creepy. And then we'll take your phone calls next hour. Cliff, Brian, Wiki, Brian, Zach, Tim, Maddie, everybody else.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
A lot of YouTube videos of Glenn Beck at events just where some family will talk to him, and he always has bodyguards, and I've never seen anybody act this cowardly. It's why I've always detested him, and he always looks at crowds of people and goes, hi, and he's almost like a vampire going, you know, in the sunlight.
Very pale.
And I'd never told you that, and you were just describing him as a vampire.
Yeah, no, he's a very pale man. I mean, he must take a lot of powder, you know, a lot of powder on the nose. You know how, like, some people just... totally, like, baby powder all
over. But you described him as a vampire.
I mean, yeah, no.
Not just the color.
I mean, he's just like, you know, he had two guys. One, I mean, you'll see the one shot we got of him walking through. He had a guy on each side of him. He was kind of like crumbling, And he just looked like he needed to be like Lestat's buddy in Interview with the Vampire. Very pale, light skinned. I don't know. Very, very pasty. It was a sunny day, Alex. I mean, I have a little bit of color to me, not too much, but
yeah. But that's not the issue. What color his skin is, he acts ghoulish.
No, absolutely. I'm just saying that he looks the part. He looks like he's like a half dead zombie creature.
And then let's admit what I look like. I look like an insane gorilla.
I was describing you as more bear like today after the lost the shirt incident today after that big check you wrote. I don't know about sometimes gorilla esque, I guess.
Somehow. Yeah.
But that's good.
Oh, God, help me. Okay, let's go ahead and go to this next clip, this video clip for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, the audio for everybody else. This is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. At least I sent it hours ago. I was here with Tim when we sent that to you. I didn't know it was going to come down here at the time. It's Tax Day Tea Party. Governor Sanford is the name of the YouTube channel, if you want to go watch it. But here is the bizarre part of the clip. It's 6 minutes, 25 seconds in. Here's the video.
That if you look at our revolutionary ancestry, if you look at the last 200 years of this country's existence, things just didn't happen in life. And I actually brought with me a dollar. And if you were to look on the back of that dollar, it says a new septus on the top, Novus Ordo Seclorum on the bottom, which was newer of the ages, and it has a pyramid and the all-seeing eye of God. And so despite some popular opinion that says we weren't a country founded on Christian principles, there was in fact the all-seeing eye of God right there at the top.
See, but his God. Keep going. He's talking about another God.
The Great Seal, the founding fathers talked about this vital and healthy tension on how things get done in life. That part of it was divine providence. That part of what had led the Israelites out of the land of the pyramids, there on the back of every one of these dollars, and into the promised land, was in fact God's will and the divine eye and hand of God. But that the other part was
the divine,
this notion of reason and of hard work, which was why they had the new septus at the top, which was that God approves our undertakings. I think that this undertaking that has cropped up in America with these tax rallies literally around the country is in part maybe just a bit of God's hands at work, but a whole lot of it is y'all's hands at work, and I'm here to say thank you for what you're doing. It's incredibly important, and please keep it up. Thank you very much.
All right. Now, that is total Illuminati when he's talking about the eye directing us from the pyramid, and that is the eye of Lucifer. The founding fathers did not come up with that. Occultists did. We've done whole shows. It's in the National Archives. They created that as the, quote, secret reverse of the seal with the eagle on it, and it says New World Order, announcing the birth of the New World Order, and this guy is up there pushing it and saying it. Again, the Republicans had control of the House, the Senate, the executive, and the judicial. And we got a tripling in the size of government, staged terror attacks, and police state. Now, we're not saying the Democrats are going to save us. We're saying both groups are puppets controlled by the same people. And everything is about realizing that illusion and breaking free of it and unlocking your mind from the matrix. We got a reporter who I know well, Matt Connor. I hadn't looked at the lines here in Texas. Is he still there or did he just drop? Yeah, he dropped. Well, Matt wants to call back in. We'll get to him. I'm sorry I didn't see him. We're going to go to Cliff, Winky, Zach, Tim, Josh, and many others. When we start the next hour, this is the Info Warrior. I am your host, Jason Burmis.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
listening to GCN, the world leader in independent talk radio.
Think the video with me with my shirt off.
It's going to go mega viral, and there's just going to be so many different videos based on that video alone.
The women are just going to
Lavishing you, Jones, lavishing you.
No, we know the truth.
More women than Tarpley, and you know, we all know Tarpley, ladies on each arm.
We love Tarpley.
I do love Tarpley. I kid, of course.
But editing video of him for the new Obama film, it's enjoyable.
Well, no, you know what? He reminds me a little bit of like a slicker Kingpin from the Daredevil movies. You know, he looks a little bit like him, and you could see him with like a little cane and like hot chicks on his side all the time. That's what I think about all the time, Jones. You know, I'm a very low level product of pop culture. So. Yes.
Oh my God, Burmese, you're out of control.
It's true. It's true, I am.
Okay, let's get serious here and go to people's calls. They're sick of
listening
to us. I do have a bunch of the news I'm going to get to. But
Cliff, yeah, I got a stack as well.
Cliff in Colorado, you are on the radio. Welcome.
Hey, Jason, Alex.
Welcome.
Jason, I spoke to you about Morgellons disease and chemtrails a while back.
Yep.
Today I wanted to call about the tea parties, though. Mm-hmm. Going to and from work, I was listening to Air America. And Schultz was just bashing him as, you know, Republican-led and everything. And thankfully, a caller called in and described herself as a social Democrat and said that, hey, no, we're just there protesting what the government's doing.
And by the way, scanning through Fox and CNN and MSNBC today, they were having to admit every time they had a spokesman on, they were like, no, we're not run by Fox News or the Republican Party. There's libertarians, conservatives, right-wingers. It runs the gamut. We just don't like the bailouts in the banks, and we want it to stop. You know, 11-plus trillion, 12-plus trillion. You know, different people had different numbers. It's actually 12.8 trillion, but some of them had, you know, older numbers. And they didn't like that. The media wants to make this a right-wing issue.
Exactly.
Again, to play it off, to divide the country. So what did Schultz say to that?
I don't know. I had to go into work, but that woman inspired me to call when I got – well, actually, on my way home, I was listening to this local guy, I think Mario Solis or something like that, and he was doing the same thing, calling him GOP-led. And then most of the callers were saying, you know, we're kind of Democratic.
Well, let's address that for a second, because there's the problem right there.
But in a way, it's true. The GOP is trying to captain and trying to hijack the movement. But if you look at polls, 99, 98, depending on the poll, 1,000 to 1. I mean, Barbara Boxer admitted that. Calls to Congress against the bailout.
Mm-hmm.
You had numbers of 95-plus percent in polls against the stimulus that was even billed for the people. And so that's how you counter these Democrats. You're going, wait a minute. So you're saying 90-plus percent of the American people are bad, and you're for what the bankers are doing? It's just sick. Look, they were all for. See, George Bush acted like he was against open borders, but he was actually for it. It was Rob Allen & Co., his PR firm out of Dallas. The Dallas Morning News admitted that financed all the illegal alien rallies.
Mm-hmm. See, that's Alex, Alex, please, please, please. Jason keeps the show clean on that issue, and I really appreciate Jason, you doing that, Jason, and thanks a lot. I prefer not to go there on
this
show.
You for the call, sir.
I just wanted to tell you what was going on with Air America.
Okay.
And So this, most cheerleading calls, but this one guy called in with two very good definitions of fascism.
Mm-hmm.
And, that was very, very impressive. It was clear cut what was happening today, you know, corporations taking over the government and everything.
Well, they've been in the pockets of these guys forever. And the other point I want to make is that, you know, he talked about 90% against the bailout. Congress had single-digit approval ratings at the end of the Bush administration. So, again, to try to usurp this and make this a right-wing issue, a Fox News issue.
Yeah, hey, Cliff, I appreciate your call. Yeah. And look, it's a fact. that the Republican Party and the Democrats were both together trying to ram through open borders, and if that happens, the country dies. We're already bankrupt. The third world is imploding. Mexico is collapsing. We will collapse if we let this to continue. And don't worry. See, it's going to happen. We're going to collapse. You'll get what you want. More calls straight ahead. Don't worry. You're going to be homeless, sir.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Times are tough right now and people are unsure about our future. The economy is hurting, even though there are powers that would make us believe differently. Banks are failing, and the gold buyers are buying. Question, with all the chemicals being put into our air, how do you use gold when you are very sick or dead? Investing in precious metals is smart. Investing in your health could be smarter. Life Change Tea changes your life just by drinking our tea. Detox from deadly chemicals, flush poisons that cause harm to your organs, and lose unwanted pounds that bog you down. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. We're changing lives.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credits, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
No one knows who gave the orders. No one asks about the crime.
I better shut up if that man's talking.
It's not how you think. No one questions. You think it's Johnny Cash, right?
No, I don't think it's Johnny Cash.
Oh, first time I heard this, I thought it was Johnny Cash. It's not. Who is it? You met him. You interviewed him. I cross my
heart. Who is it?
I'll take the vow.
Who is it?
It's Tom Morello.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is his little acoustic project. It's a good one. It's Night Watchman.
Interesting. Okay, I'm going to shut up. I'm going to try to take all these calls right now. I'm going to try to take... So we have 10 phone calls on here. Well, I'm used to my phone system only has 6. We have one that's unlimited in the studio, but I guess they have you on a bigger phone system at the network up in Minnesota. Let's go ahead and talk to Winky. In Timbuktu, we let callers say we don't screen your calls, but we wish you wouldn't take advantage of that with, you know, Poopy from Planet Pop-Tart. But go ahead, Winky. You're on the air.
You know, it's just the way I have to light things up with being a little bit goofy. So it's
No, that's okay. Believe me, I'm goofy as well.
This is the second time I've got to talk to the Renaissance man. I have to tell you, Alex, I just am very thankful for what you do. I want to tie in a couple of things and try and, you know, keep it brief. This is not your job, this is your passion. You know, I weighed almost 200 pounds and had a lot of health problems when I was younger, so I got educated, helped myself, and lost weight and got really healthy and am fitter at 50-something than when I was a teenager. So when I became a dietitian, it was not a job. It was my calling. I really felt, and that's, I know how you feel, that this is your passion. It's hard to go and have fun and, you know, be a goof when you've got the New World Order on your mind all the time. What are you doing? Well, I'm either eating, sleeping, cleaning, working, exercising, fighting the New World Order. You know, take your pick, or one of the above, or, you know. But I worked in a hospital for 21 years, and I saw death, literal people dying at the hands of doctors and nurses. I saw fraud. I saw medical malfeasance, medical records being, me and my coworker both, she was there for 33 years.
Children being kidnapped?
I didn't see that, but we saw, oh my gosh, I mean, medication errors, changing of charting, which is totally like a felony, backdating, records being changed right during a Joint Commission accreditation inspection. I mean, it was serious stuff. And my coworker and I felt like we were fighting on that level, and it was so easy for me to get woke up and realize I knew things were, people were corrupt, you know, because I'm like you, the kind of person just you want to live honestly, live with integrity, help your neighbor, be a good citizen, be honest. You know, that's life. That's what, not going around conniving people, and that's disgusting. That's sinister. When you have a heart, you want to help people. So I saw all this corruption in corporate. I mean, I tried contacting the president of the corporation. I went to the Department of Health. My coworker and I both went there. We saw things that are of public record that you can check on, that, you know, have to be documented. We called out the chief dietitian. I mean, there was rats, infestation, all kinds of things.
Sounds like you worked in the VA. That's what happens there.
It was terrible there. My mom was a registered nurse, so she warned me about the medical profession. You know, she was very well respected or hated. You know, because when you try...
anything big tends to fall apart and tends to crush people. And that's why we don't want big government. We want local, decentralized control. It's good to hear from you. Call back.
Hey, Alex, I got to get this. Can I say a couple
things? Yeah, I just want to get to the callers. Go ahead.
I know you do. Listen, during Beck's show, the first half hour, I rushed in from the day. Some dude out in the audience was being interviewed, and he said, it's all not about just the taxes, it's the Federal Reserve. And he says, you guys got to be listening to other media, alternative. He said, Fox News isn't the only, I mean, and Fox News aired this. I'm surprised they didn't edit, but I guess it was live, they couldn't.
Yeah.
So I didn't know if anybody else...
If they would have cut away, it would have been a problem. No, that was during Beck's show. I hope we were taping that.
Yes, it was during the
first... Well, that's my... That's what I'm saying is that it's not monolithic. Well, that's great news. Anything else?
And one other thing, listen, this is important. If you know that there is a tent city in your area, please reach out, find out who's in charge. A lot of the churches are being run off. They're permitting them to death. And so if you find somebody that's is kind of in charge with a church or missions in the area, contact the person that's in charge, see what you can do. They need toiletries. You know, that's a way of kind of helping your community besides trying to inform everybody, you know, to help those that are, you know, have been put out. So, you know, also one more thing, please. I am a registered dietitian and a crazy professional that just loves what I do, and I really want to reach out to you and your audience and offer help to your audience. People are need, you know, I was able to get this gal that had been on medication for 10 years off with one little simple, you know, organic change.
Ma'am, listen, I can't practice medicine on air. I appreciate your call. Send me some info on it or put up a website, and maybe we'll have you on as a guest. I got to be fair because it's almost impossible to take a lot of calls, so I'm giving each caller 1 minute because I got all these calls calling in from tea parties and reports and people I know, and then we go too long and they hang up, so I'm trying to take a lot of calls tonight. Thank you, ma'am. Good to hear from you. Zach in New York, you're on the air.
Alex.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, man, I was going to be, I was going to try to be clever, but, you know, I just heard that you said that you don't screen calls. I called in once, the guy screened me. I had to hang up because it went on for like a half an hour, and then he just...
The screening went on for a half hour.
No. I called in. I was on hold for a half hour. I hung up. I called back. The guy asked me, what do I want to talk about? Twice.
All right, sir, you're on the air, and we don't screen calls, so.
Yeah, I mean, which caller?
Yes, you do.
I don't screen calls.
See, notice he's not getting on air. And
maybe one of the GCN board ops. Hold on. Put him on hold.
To know what you want to talk.
I never screen calls.
We've been talking and joking during every break.
I have no idea. Sometimes they do ask, depending on the board op. I literally have three or four different board ops.
That's because they've been
trained
in regular talk.
Yeah. I've got three or four separate board ops over in Minnesota.
Look, everybody that's called my show knows we don't screen calls except maybe once a month if I have a guest on about depleted uranium.
Or you're right. If I have Rosalind Peterson on, I'll say, hey, if you want to talk about chemtrails or Lindsay Williams.
Sometimes we say we're talking about oil or we're talking about this or we're talking about that. But you can call my show, you know, 9 times out of 10, we just ask your first name where you're calling from.
I mean, if you get open,
if you want to make a big issue out of it, we'll start screening your calls. I mean, you know, this is our radio network, our show, what we're doing. Now, listen, Zach, I'm going to give you a chance to talk about issues here on the air, or you can hang up. Anything else, Zach?
Alex, seriously, the guy asked me what the...
Let me stop you again. I just told you. We have four separate guys a week. If I get my normal guy, Oatman, he knows we don't screen calls. However, if I get some, listen, it's in Minnesota. We talk to the guy literally 2 minutes before the show. We don't always instruct him not to screen calls.
Oh, it's a big conspiracy.
I just tell him, listen, they ask, do you have any guests? And I go, yes or no. And then they say, are you taking calls? And I go, yes or no.
I can't do this anymore.
All right, next guy. I'm sorry.
I can't do this. Thank you, Zach. Tim in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead, Tim.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Hello, Jason. Thank you very much for taking my call. I have to listen to you on the internet here because we don't get you in Chicago. Mm-hmm. I've been listening to you for about a month now. I just want to say fantastic job, and you're doing a wonderful job. I'm going to try and keep it under a minute here. I've been studying for 20 years what's going on in this country, and I've been focusing on the money issue. And I've got down to where I tell people within 3 minutes why it's impossible to hold on to wealth. The income tax situation and everything. And one of the biggest things I get is Alex, what you got today when you did a simulcast on that radio show, and it seems to me that people believe that our income tax actually takes care of our fire department, our police department, and our roads. And
yeah, they don't know. It all goes to interest on the debt. We built the country until 1913 when we got it. Until 1940s, it was less than 1%.
And that's why you see movies like America, Freedom to Fascism in those MIAC reports, because it does a very good job in about 2 hours of establishing the fact that the federal income tax is there to pay off the debt and the bankers.
Yes, we have a foreign corporate takeover for 94 years of this nation. Go ahead.
To help people understand, what happens is you take Chicago. There's a third of the wealth sucking sound that leaves. That inhibits the local government's ability to tax the people what they need to tax them, so they can't tax them enough. You know when you're in Illinois without a sign because the roads are terrible. And what happens is the federal government now gives a little bit back, but they say, aha, before you can take this, you have to do what we tell you. That's an oligarchy. It's a centralized government. It's not.
And
where
now they're saying, if we give you, you send us a dollar of state money, we send you 30 cents back, you got to give that road to foreign corporations. Great point. Good to hear from you, Tim.
Thank you.
You bet. Let's talk to Josh in Toronto. Josh, you're on the air.
Yeah, hello. Hi, Alex. Basically, want to thank you for the Obama deception. I think it's a documentary of the year. It should probably win an Oscar. But that aside, I just wanted you, if you could, we talk about, David Gergen and the Paul Begalas of the world. Like, you know, when people watch CNN up here and Fox News, people get easily brainwashed, and I just always point them out to your YouTube ambush of David Gergen and the weaving spiders come not here. I think that's the greatest ambush ever, but just speak to that.
Well, it wasn't we had passes into the RNC we got through a radio station, and through an affiliate, and we were going in and out, and there's David Gergen. And I said, that's David Gergen. So it really wasn't even an ambush. You know, we walked up and said,
I asked him if he wanted the interview. He gave you the interview.
Yeah, he gave me the interview.
You brought up a real issue about a real organization.
And then he blows up about the rituals, showing, see, you could say when I was there, when they started doing the weird ritual and calling up the spirits of the dead Bohemian Grove members and stuff, I'm like, okay, this is a play. But the old men were just like raptured, like it was a religious, you know, thing, more than what I ever saw in a Christian church. And some of them were going, I mean, just really getting grinding their teeth. Because the real ritual was going on when they took the body out of the horse-bound carriage and took it behind these big black curtains hanging down out of the trees I saw during the day. And then something was going on behind that. And then they bring the baby, you know, the effigy of a child across the water. And then they burn it to Moloch. And then in the handouts they make.
And it's death bringing it to Moloch, by the way. It's death on the river. I mean, he's dressed up like a skull. He has a huge cloak.
Yeah, he has a skull
face. Hands it to the Pope character.
But they
the high priest, if you will.
Yeah, they didn't burn the baby to it. And then they have handouts from past years where it shows an owl stomping on a baby and blood's coming out. This is very Christian, isn't it? But stay there, caller. I'm going to let you finish up, Josh, and then Chuck.
It's the InfoWar. We'll be back team. After this.
That's right.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
You know, we were a little bit mean to Zach in New York. We interrogated. It is open tonight.
Yeah.
The issue is here. You try to call into Glenn Beck. You try to call into Sean Hannity. You try to call into local talk shows, because I've done this. And if it's not left or right paradigm, if you call them and go, I don't like the right wingers, I like communism, they'll put you right on, and then they'll get mad and jump back on to the call screener when you, once you go on air, we delayed that out. You lied to me about what you wanted to talk about. They try to control what you can say on air. The issue is we don't do that. You can call in to the show as long as it's not cussing or slandering somebody or whatever, and you can talk about whatever you want on the show. And then Burmese has been down here a month and a half doing the show. We don't micromanage any of this. The thing is, we say call into the show. The folks board hopping my show, they just ask, what's your name, where are you calling from, unless we have a special guest on that issue. But we interrogated Oatman, and he just said that he just goes, oh, yeah, what are you calling about? Just small talk. Then they tell him, he never stops them from coming on. So that isn't call screening. But if it gets neurotic, I will even do this on my show. If people want to make an issue out of this, it is my right to talk about the topics I want. Let me tell you something. People started saying we were censoring the comment section on InfoWars until it became nothing but spam about that. So I said, okay, give me 4 or 5 moderators. I'm about to get 10 more. And you know what? All you websites that want to plug your website and then go, by the way, Alex Jones is a government agent who needs to die, we'll just ban all of you. You want to take free speech. See, censorship would be if I came and shut down your newspaper, or if I came and shut down your radio show, or if I came and didn't let you talk to your neighbor about how you don't like George Bush, or you like Al Gore, or you like the Easter Bunny. That would be censorship. Me sitting here saying, I'm not going to take calls today, that's not censorship, it's my radio show.
Yeah.
But it's really insulting that it has become an internet conspiracy that my calls are screened. Anybody can call in and find out that's not the
case.
And
I take them dead in order. The only time I'll go to somebody first is if they're in, like, the Netherlands or something like
that.
Yeah,
but
you
also
saw,
well, you're evil, it's all a conspiracy. Well, I even take people that disagree at the head of a line. But you were saying some Israeli guy calls in and goes, may I, you're really letting me on?
Sometimes... Like Oatman says, he'll say something and it'll have someone's name and just like one or two words. And, you know, the guy's name, I think he was out in Canada, and it says Israel. And I call his name and he's like shocked I even call his name. And I'm like, yes. And he's like, I would like to talk about Israel. Is that okay? And I'm like, look, man, go ahead. This is an open forum.
Yeah, we're not like all the other shows.
Yeah, the only thing
And for somebody to call in and say that we're lying about that is a fraud. But let's bring in Oatman. I guess Oatman isn't even allowed to talk to him, and you know, so because it is nice. Sometimes if they volunteer it, because I have it here on Instant Messenger, John Harmon, that runs my show most of the time during the day with other folks, he will put what they're calling about.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of interesting. And sometimes I do say, oh my gosh, I've got all these phone callers, 10 minutes left with this guest. Go find out who's for the guest, just so we're not rude to the guest. And sometimes I still do it. We'll be talking about, you know, depleted uranium in the next callers. I got a tractor I want to sell, and I got videos for you, and I think the Antichrist is a Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, thank you. Let's, you know, there's no even courtesy for the guest. So see, it's all abused, and I'm strongly considering instituting call screening, because if you're going to get blamed for it, might as well have it. You know, I mean, they don't appreciate.
Well, we're going to try to also include a new IM service too. We're going to put a show IM up for the 3 hours that I'm on, and we're going to let people, you know, IM as news tips live on the air.
They won't appreciate that. They'll say it's a conspiracy.
Well, we'll see if we can run it, you know.
Anyways, but hey, Oatman, come on the air and admit what an arch criminal you are. Go ahead. You are notorious. Now, turn your mic up because you're very low. Specifically, you never not let them on for what they're calling in about, but you say, you will say, hey, you know, what's your topic? So maybe you can, because I have noticed, I come in here in the morning and I see the IM open, and I will see issues they're calling in about. Like one says, Abdul in New York, Anderson Cooper. Yeah. Or Josh in Ontario, Obama deception. That's kind of nice, I think, to see what people want to talk about. But how about I just don't take calls anymore? I pretty much don't anyways.
Sometimes they don't even keep on topic that they have on there. You know, I rarely bring up that they're, yeah. Exactly. And I don't.
Yeah, the whole issue is call screening is not letting you on air if they don't like what you're talking about. So.
Exactly.
Well, maybe not for long. You know what? If it's not appreciated, man, let's drop the damn hammer on people. You know what? I've gotten to the point where I'm just tired of it. You know, hey, Oatman, thank you so much. Now, I apologize to other callers that are holding, wanting to talk about serious issues like Chuck and many others. Let's give people the toll-free number for them to call in.
Yeah, it is 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. We want let someone get the question in before the break, and we'll mull it over some pizza.
In 30 seconds?
I guess you're right. No one can get a question in 30 seconds. I couldn't possibly ask you a question. Oh, Jason, I just want to thank you so much. I mean, that's nice, but let's get to the point, right, Alex?
Yeah, well, let's...
We got five callers on the line. Let's shoot through. Let's go through. Try to go through seven or eight callers within the next half an hour. What do you think? Can we do it?
Yeah, and I've got all this other news here. There's some good news. Germany bans cultivation of GM corn. Their own studies show it's killing the honeybees. We'll talk about that in a lot more. Stay with us.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Music, man.
What? The Dropkick Murphys? Irish punk? It's all about... Are you listening?
Man, I tell you, you got problems, Burmese. Oh, my God. You have a meatball sandwich in your teeth. Anyways, Burmese is good. I love Burmese.
Hopefully not after tomorrow. I think your pops is...
We're going to have a vote. Who's got better music, me or you?
Oh, I'm going to dominate that one, even with a third of the audience. Come on. Maybe not. Some of your stuff is great.
No, that's not bad. Okay, it's just a certain part of the audience, and I like a little bit of that stuff, a large portion doesn't know what it is.
That's true. But I get emails all the time. People want me to do whole shows based on not only the music I have.
Nobody knows what it is.
Well, I get emails all the time asking me like tracks. They want me to actually say the name of the track.
It doesn't matter. We got a lot of news to cover, and I promise to go to calls. Mm-hmm. But... Paul Hartman, one of the directors of the TV show. He also runs the Sunday show. He was back there getting some waters during the break in the break room with Fox News on, and this is what I've been hearing all day. Not only did the Ron Paul supporters and 9/11 Truth, that's who really started the tea parties, according to MSNBC, the tea baggings. I mean, this is incredible. Now Ron Paul people are glomming on. So see, we're the grassroots, we're the American people, and now they've been inviting Ron Paul on, and now the co-opting is being flipped. Tell folks what you saw.
Yeah, I just went in there to get some water, and I just saw some young info babe on Fox. And
you were checking her out.
Yeah, from what I gathered, she was basically saying that, you know, they were all pubbing up the tea parties, and then she's like, yeah, and you even see Ron Paul and all his supporters and the blogosphere, whatever, is jumping on the bandwagon and, you know, gaining momentum with this kind of, you know, and all this other stuff. So
we're the carpetbaggers now.
That was the impression I was getting from the info babe. I didn't catch her name. Had a lot of M's in it. Brownish, strawberry blonde hair.
It's not Mika Brzezinski, right?
No.
She's MSNBC.
She's not a babe.
Who, Mika? Mika looks pretty good. I wouldn't say babe, but one of the
Who's that one on MSNBC?
Which one?
See, this is a big mistake for me to be hanging out with the guys on air because it actually turns into what
Well, people don't know, like, who's just always talking to me off air, and they can't hear. We got to make that mic hot out there, but all of a sudden I'll be talking
about
news.
I've told them because they think we're, like, getting orders from the government. I'm like, hey, can I have some coffee? Or hey, will you print me that article? And it's like, oh, my God, he's getting coded messages from Planet Cycronian.
Planet X saw June hit the Earth. Oh. You know, it's actually at that level.
You have a meatball sandwich now on your hat.
Do I really? On my hat? Well, that's outlandish. There we go.
This is like morning idiot radio.
This is morning idiot radio. Let's take a caller. Who's next? What do you got next?
All right, let's go ahead. Let's talk to, was it Josh in Ontario? No, in Toronto was going to finish up, right? Okay, Josh.
Finish up with saying, you know, when I see you guys going after the mainstream, like, although I use the word ambush, like, It's good to me. It's all good to me. Like, I know the...
No, I agree. I mean, no. We do ambushes, yes.
Yeah, but the thing with David Gergen, like, up here, when people watch, you know, the Paul Begalas and the David Gergens give their analysis, you know, then they turn around and they start saying, oh, you know, great analysis. David Gergen's a great guy. Paul Begalas is a great guy. And they just don't, like, because if you mention it in New World Order on regional radio here, we get cut off and cussed out by the... host off the air, so...
Yeah, no, I mean, think about the level of control by the globalists. They have this open superstructure of private banks setting up a global government to set our taxes, to control every nation, global military, global court. It's here, but it's still the same here, too, in a lot of respects in the U.S. You say, hey, Newsweek says they want world government. I'm against it. You insane, crazy. There's no elite. They're, like, denying, but that's like the Germans would live right next door to a concentration camp, a work camp, and they would deny it was there after the war.
Yeah.
And this happens over and over again in society. They are in denial. Look, there's a Wikipedia page saying there's no such thing as a New World Order. It says New World Order conspiracy theory. Mm-hmm. And then it says we believe there'll be a global bank that will set carbon taxes and rule us. And it's exactly what the news is announcing.
Exactly what's in the CFR documents.
But it doesn't. Yeah, exactly. But it doesn't matter.
Yeah, no, it doesn't
Anything
matter.
Anything else, sir?
No, I just want to say the InfoWars site is probably the greatest website for news that I think everybody should log on to and get their information from, because the media here is just too consolidated, and just really appreciate all the work you guys are doing.
No, we appreciate you, Josh. Let me make that clear. We're just average folks just like you here fighting, and we're trying to make InfoWars better. We just redesigned PrisonPlanet.tv, mm-hmm. made it a lot more user-friendly, a lot of new stuff, a lot of new functions being added. If you haven't checked it out, PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, let's talk to Chuck in North Carolina. Chuck, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, you win the music thing, first of all.
Oh, thanks for throwing me under the bus on my own show, sir. I appreciate that. Go ahead.
It's good that Alex wins.
Okay.
But, the new Prison Planet TV thing, I can't get the audio only of the commercial-free download, and that's a crucial tool. I've earned your shows. And
Yeah, I've been getting a lot of emails about that, and we've got Matt, one of the IT guys out there. Be specific, sir. Specifically, you're saying you can't get the one where we hack all the commercials out for members of PrisonPlanet.tv. I mean, are you saying you can't find it or it doesn't work for you?
I can't. I don't.
You'll click the save target as and it won't open up.
Actually, I'll be honest with you. I have my wife do it for me, and she can't find it. But she says that we can't make that work. I mean,
Hey Matt, where specifically on PrisonPlanet.tv is the commercial free MP3?
No, you get it, but it goes to Firefox now, and we can't get it to RealPlayer, I think, is the issue.
Well, we'll try to work on that for you.
Anyways, besides that point, these guys don't want to call in and say that they got screened or this or that. Who cares if they did? We're moving past. I mean, we don't need those guys anyways.
Well, I mean, listen, I didn't mean to blow up at him. I know on my show,
we don't screen
the calls, and he's got a bunch of board ops that run the show, and if they have been to RTF school, if they say, okay, what are you calling about? What's your topic? That's not screening. Screening isn't letting you on the air. Was your call screened? I mean, did you make it on air?
No, my call wasn't screened. I actually called up and said I wanted to talk about the Tea Party.
Yeah, but most people volunteer. Exactly. Our problem usually, because I see them taking the calls on the Sunday show, and when we open up our phone system here, I see them, and they have to get them off the phone. It's like, fine, sir, name and where you're calling from. Name and where you're calling from. They want to get them off and then just get them on. But it is actually nice to have on my screen. That's kind of nice to know what they want to talk about, so I can at least mentally think about it before I get them on. But see, that caller, Zach was talking about, and then I had to hang up. I was on hold 30 minutes, like he wasn't going to him. We hadn't taken calls yet. Listen, I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. But listen, this is what happens. The banks have stolen $12.8 trillion. Everything's collapsing. It's by design. They're gearing up FEMA camps. I said earlier I was going to expose the big FEMA camp.
Yeah.
When we came back from break, and I legendarily forgot to get into it. Yeah. So here is the big announcement. You're so close to this, you don't recognize it. You're so close to this. You know, they have a civilian inmate labor camp program, 24 military bases that have state and federal prisoners working on them. It was secret from 1986 to 1997. They secretly kept U.S. non-military prisoners on camps to test and see if they could do it as part of Rex 84, now declassified. Then, in 97, they declassified it. They put out a new, more expanded report in 2004, all about it, no, 2005, all about it. It's on the Army's own website, Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program, and it admits, just in a dry way, these camps. Then they admit in Rex 84 congressional hearings in the Houston Chronicle and New York Times that during disasters or emergencies, they have these camps for us. Then Beck says, oh, look at all these old executive orders. That's what Popular Mechanics does. From the 60s. Well, yeah, but they've been re-upped and reauthorized. That same stuff's there. PDD 51. So, see, they play all these semantical games. They go, oh, look, yes, there are old executive orders that said this, but that was then. Yeah, that's right. It's worse now. Mm-hmm. And we've listed those executive orders. So they play all sorts of legalese, lawyer-like bait and switches with everybody. But let me tell you, the biggest camps hidden right out in plain view. We always told you that they were using the Base Closure Commission in the 90s, and the military, we noticed, was keeping these and saying they're training centers for local law enforcement. They're fusion centers. And now we see all these reports of their merging police, military, fire, in free government buildings, you know, the old armories, with a few thousand acres or less or more, depending on which reservation, military reservation. And they're saying, oh, yes, it's in the news, in emergencies, the homeless will come stay here. And, yes, we've got to frisk you and search you, and you'll be a prisoner, basically. But then I started thinking today, I was going, wait a minute. Remember Operation Top Off 1 and 2. Remember Operation Dark Winter 1 through 7. Mm-hmm. Remember Reuters, AP, the very same show in 2001 in July when I'm on TV saying they're going to attack the World Trade Center, blaming on Bin Laden. I'm reading the AP about Operation Dark Winter and
martial
law. Dark
Winter's scary.
But in there, it talks about drills they come in hours and wind out the barbed wire, and they use the sports stadiums. Take the movie Under Siege.
Yeah.
That's the name of it, right, with Bruce Willis?
Yes.
Yeah.
And Denzel Washington.
Yeah, and they use...
It's not Under Siege, it's something else. Under Siege is Steven Seagal. What is it? You know, I know, you know that one. I'm trying to think what it is. Oh, I know which one you're talking about, but it's Muslim terrorists, and they have somebody on the inside.
It's the one they use in the mainstream news when they say we're getting ready for martial law. Mm-hmm. The pastors will help you go to the camps. Pull up clergy response teams. It's a minute and a half clip, and into it, they show Bruce Willis in the film.
You can just IMDb Willis or...
It doesn't matter. The point is that in that they show the people, Hollywood does research, being put in the sports stadium.
Yeah.
And the government says that those are designated for mass holding facilities during martial law or disaster. And then they interrogate you like Abu Ghraib, which has a big soccer field and sports stadium built onto it, and then a camp they built, part of the old prison. And so they interrogate you out here. When they pick you up at checkpoints, they bring you into the mass holding, and they go out and grab who they want and take you into the prison proper. Mm-hmm. Okay, so they're in plain view. I was remembering the Denver Post and AP and Reuters about top off 1 and 2 dark winter drills, where it said Denver, Colorado, helicopters and army troops practice locking down the city and taking people to the sports dome under martial law. So it's all right there. The infrastructure of martial law is everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you take the Civil War, where they would have these prisoner of war camps would just be a fence with guard towers, and you sit out there on the ground until you die. So people are really in denial about all of this, and FEMA admits they're setting these up. It's just Glenn Beck goes out and shows a straw man instead of looking at all this. Okay, let's go ahead. You got any comments on that?
I agree in full, and I think, you know, another thing to bring up about Dark Winter is at the end of that exercise, if people have never read it, the people that perpetrate this biochemical attack, male anthrax, to media through the mail system, through the post office.
And then
very
Congress
suspect.
Was doing the studies, 99, 2000, 2001, of how to mail weaponize anthrax, and the White House ends up on it September 10th.
Cipro,
and then they own the stock in it, and then Bush's enemies get mailed, and then they say it was made in a bathtub. Turns out most weaponized ever, U.S. government. And now it's turning out the guy they killed in custody at a mental institution was innocent.
Yeah. What is it? The DNA didn't match already.
Yeah. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to our team in Montreal, Canada. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Jason.
Hello. Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Thanks a lot for having me on air. So I heard that you were haunted by that organization called the Southern Poverty Law Center. And I know how they operate. It's all an operation in disguise. What they really want is to attack any freedom movement or the Southern Patriots under the guise of fighting quote unquote racism, prejudice.
No, the Southern Poverty Law Center, federally funded, has been caught running the Elohim City white supremacist group. I mean, they go start these groups, and within hours, they had already gotten this cop killer's record of everywhere he visited, hundreds of sites, now public, and said he was with me, and then it turned out the guy was actually after me.
Yeah.
So now those stink bugs are involved in this. Who knows what's really going on?
And here's another thing. The attack organizations like Young Americans for Freedom, like those university groups, and they usually call on like one person saying something bad about, say, homosexuality just because they're a Christian, and then they put a spin on it. They're saying that the whole thing is just...
Well, just take a look at the Virginia Fusion Center document. It's riddled with, you're an anti-abortionist, you're an extremist and a terrorist. You went to James Madison College, you're an extremist and a terrorist.
Oh, no, and in these reports it says the universities are terror grounds.
Yeah, that's where you could be a recruiter. So it doesn't really shock me that they try to take something out of context that somebody might be Christian to polarize other people about their movement.
No, exactly. It's all about divide and conquer. Left, right, old, young. And then multiculturalism is... And the foundations admit this, is all about getting us to fight with each other and to look at our differences and all be upset and uptight instead of just being cool and getting along. No, that's what it's about.
Exactly, because what they're doing is that they're encouraging immigration that is actually a fraud, like people thinking they're going to get to keep their own culture through multiculturalism and all of a sudden get rich and live in like a little ghetto where everyone speaks their own language, which just doesn't exist. I mean, to actually
exactly.
make it an American
it makes the dominant culture give up its culture, be absorbed by the corporate culture, And then it fires up all the subcultures to then wage war for the elite against the middle class. I appreciate your call. Good points. And I just saw some incredible headline on Infowars.com. I'm going to have to go back. Go back. It's a few headlines back. It just blew me away. Did I just see what I just saw? I got to check that during the break. Let's talk to Papillon in Nebraska. You're on the air, Butterfly.
Papillon, you're on the air, sir.
Okay, Papillon, go ahead.
Yeah, I love you guys. As far as the music, Alex, I prefer yours better. Jason does have some good stuff. It depends on the audience. Who's listening when?
Okay.
I'm striking out, Jones. My name is actually Ernie. I go by Papillon because I never give up.
Okay, cool.
That's good.
I was at the Tea Party in Omaha, got a lot of video. I mainly shot finds and stuff, but I did get one obvious Fed guy. I mean, 6'1", 6'2", mid-40s, goatee, no emotion whatsoever, stroking his beard, occasionally clapping to make it look like he fits in. For the metro area, we got like 500,000 people here. We had to be 1,000 people there. It was pretty good.
Now listen, will you send us that video? We're making a film about all this. Anybody wants to send us that video for the next Obama film, get it in the mail. We'll use it, sir.
Give out the P.O. box.
Well, I mean, I don't have time. I don't have it in front of me.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Anything else you want to add, Mr. Butterfly?
I have only about 4.5 minutes. But
Stay there. Stay there. We're going to come right back to you. Sir, we got to come back to you. We're breaking in 5 seconds. Stay there. Then we'll go to Eric. This is city council meeting. Rick Perry. Mike in California, Global Currency, stay with us.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part, all GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
burn us.
So long.
All right, going back to Papillon. Papillon, go ahead and make your point.
Yeah, as far as the Obama deception, I bought one from you guys. I've handed out probably around 100 of them. Today,
awesome.
I only had about 30 or 40 total, but I handed one directly, personally, to Republican Congressman Lee Terry.
Oh, good.
The Party. I also gave one to a local newsman who was doing a live report there. He said he couldn't take it directly from me, so I set it down on his monitor for him to pick up before he left.
That's a cop-out. They can take it. Come on.
Well, yeah, they're supposed to.
This country is so gelded where, I better not.
I'm for freedom.
As soon as someone says that to me, I go after him 10 times harder.
Just wanted to let you know, they're getting out there, and I wasn't the only one. There was a guy that had a plastic shopping bag, grocery bag, just full. He must have had a couple hundred of them he was handing out. So they're getting out there, and they're getting in the hands of government people. And I was wearing a Tyranny Response Team shirt.
Awesome. Yeah, baby. Love you.
I got a lot of looks, believe me. And people were asking, where's the team? I said, you're it. We're all on the team.
Absolutely. It's a great conversation piece. Thank you so much, Papillon. Okay. You know, thank you. We've added 10 new T-shirts to the Infowars.com video bookstore gear shop. And I mean, these are just awesome T-shirts. And we got a new one coming out. It's an AK-47 with the Gonzales flag, where the War of Independence started here in 1936.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, come and take it. Mm-hmm. It's got an AK-47 on it.
That's maybe my fashion sense, but maybe one day. I don't know.
I wonder if the Southern Poverty Law Center will agree with that shirt.
Probably not. Probably not, Jones.
Yeah, they only want their SWAT teams with AK-47s.
Yeah.
They get so upset when, we won't be able to crash the slave name. Have you ever read the divorce papers of Morris Dees?
No.
Google the divorce papers of Morris Dees. There's a reason he has the name Morris Sleeves.
Mm.
Just leave it at that.
Okay. I'll get into that. I like to Google. I'm a big Google guy. I can Google that.
She'll just say it's a good thing Barat didn't confront him in a hotel room.
Oh.
Wouldn't have been like Ron Paul running out of the room. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go ahead and... But, I mean, that's his issue. It's just, let's go ahead and take another ring-a-dingy, as they say. Let's talk to Eric in Texas. Eric, you're on the air. Welcome.
Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate the ring-a-ding taken. But I wanted to let you guys know, The Siege was the movie you were talking about.
The Siege!
Yes.
The Siege, not Under Siege, yeah.
Yeah. And actually... Just so people won't go on the internet and ridicule you about it, it's actually 12 Monkeys was the other Bruce Willis movie.
That's right, I'm always saying 13 Monkeys, Jim. Look, yeah, I can't keep track of it all.
Sometimes you say 13 Monkeys, it's actually 12 Monkeys. Yep. But anyway, the music, I actually like the System of a Down stuff.
Heyo!
there is a song called Prison Song. By System of a Down.
No, I've talked to them. They're fans of the show. So is Muse and a bunch of others. But my question is, overall, what's better bumper music?
Well, I mean, I like Johnny Cash. And, of course, especially some of the other stuff that's about, like, revolution and, you know, everything like that. But there's a...
It's like the Three Stooges. I go... You're like... All right, sir, anything else?
Okay, no. But about the Rick Perry stuff, it was almost like watching where it was like Emperor Palpatine from being Darth Sidious come out because he's wearing his Walls jacket and a.
Hey, stay there, stay there. Back in 1 minute. I actually like this.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
I'm a hardcore commie. Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That's probably in the Mayak report as an act of terrorism. Mom and apple pie and baseball, we know, got to be. You know what? I was listening to Road Dog Radio, like the Truckin' Bozo. I like that guy. I've heard him on AM and FM before because I'd scan around to the AM dial. All these years, I haven't had a car that was new enough to have XM or something in it, so I'm... Okay, that's enough, guys. Extreme close-up of Burmese eating with food in his braces.
Yeah.
Hey, you get those off tomorrow.
I sure hope so.
Unbelievable. It's like a one-minute break, and I said, Burmese, you're eating that sandwich in a one-minute break. I said, you can't do that. Oh, my God. You know, people want me. I normally try to stay serious, but I'm just screwing around more and more because I can't handle the news. I mean, you want New World Order proof? I can't even go through it. 90% of this we haven't even covered. Each story is worse than the next of just open tyranny. All off the charts.
I think the next big announcement is going to be the G7 and the G20 on the 24th, Jones. I think that's going to be a big news day. I think they're going to come out and say the economy has completely crashed because you noticed that they delayed the results of those stress tests on the economy and on the banks and how they did with the TARP money. And they're going to just come out and say, well, we delayed those. They're delayed till May now. So they're going to ease us into that at the G7.
And they've already announced if you protest anyway, you're a terrorist. I think I've got calls here saying feds at Houston Tea Party. And so we will go ahead and take phone calls. But finish up your point, Burmese.
Well, my point is that they're going to ease us into it. Again, we're going to see.
They're already issuing the global currency above our paper currency.
Ease it into the heads of the American people. That, yeah, they're doing that. All they know how to do is parrot what other people say. I noticed that a lot today.
No, that's true.
They love to parrot other people's information. And with this going down, I think you're going to see more on the global stage. And then once they actually release how they did in May, they're going to say, okay, this is it. You know, the economy's dead. The dollar's no longer the world reserve currency.
We've got to do this. Eric in Texas. Go ahead, Eric.
Okay. So anyway, like, he arises out of nowhere.
This
like
is Rick Perry.
Rick Perry,
like, out of hell, like some giant bat creature, comes flapping out, lands at a press conference with a group of ringwraiths around him. Go ahead.
Exactly. It's like the scenario of Star Wars or something where like Jar Jar Binks is like, we're going to announce our new emperor or something. And then of course everybody knows he's like Darth Sidious, but then he comes out wearing a Walls jacket and a baseball cap and he comes out, he's like, I'm talking, he's talking like you are, you know, he's saying, we need Texas sovereignty, we need the 10th Amendment, blah, blah, blah.
He said, we need to fight the tyranny of Washington.
Yeah,
we do that by handing everything over to foreign banks.
Yeah, so he's acting like our ally at the same time as like, well, you know, everybody's just cheering for him like these, dumbed down, mindless idiots.
That's because they know they have to because people are waking up to them. So this is a big victory that Darth Sidious here locally is having to act like he's one of us. But don't turn your back on him because
you get another Beck job. That's what we should start calling instead of, you know, backstabbings, just Beck jobs or Beck stabbings. You'll get another Beck stabbing. Huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
He stabbed him right in his back.
Yes, I got stabbed right in my back.
he's acting like Palpatine or whatever. He's our
announcing the first galactic empire.
But he arrived.
That attack has left me scarred, but my resolve is not shaken.
You know, he arrives like in a baseball cap and a Walls jacket. Like, oh, I'm for the people. It's almost like he's a doppelganger of George Bush or something, like popping out. Oh, I'm for Texans. I'm a Texan. These people that don't like Texans and Obama losers and stuff. It's like, I mean, I was booing it.
It's the Rancor pit.
People are looking at me like, you're crazy, man. What are you talking about? He's taking our Texas roads. What do you mean he's taking Texas away, man? I'm going to spit my beach net
on you. All right, Eric, thank you for the call. We'll be back with the Rancor Pit and the Info Warrior after this. It's the Alex Jones Show.
With our economy spiraling out of control, living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner. No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants, begging for food. Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming. We have been warned, and right now we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late.
Too late.
Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up?
Why?
And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage?
Supplies are running low.
Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping on all one-year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
And I can't help but wonder, no, will he make a cry? Do all those who lie here know why they die? Did you really believe them when they told you the cause? Did you really believe that this war would end wars? Well, the suffering, the sorrow, the glory, the shame.
All right, let's keep going to your calls. I'm going to get in all these calls here. Give them the number, Bermie.
It's 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933.
Okay, up next is Mike in California, Global Currency. Go ahead, sir. Then John, Tessa, Dan, and others. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Jason.
Mm-hmm. You're on the air, sir.
Yeah, I have a question. I have a question regarding the global currency and how they're going to implement it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've heard Alex Jones say that we're going to basically keep the dollar, we're going to keep, like, the euro, but the World Bank will basically control the interest rate and the value, correct?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I've seen their competing ideas, And they talk about regional blocks that they'll have Asia, Europe, the United States, and then subregions, the Caribbean and others, Central South America. And that, yes, this new global authority, they said 20 years ago, 30 years ago, they said, we will set the global interest rates, set the currency rates. The biggest thing is controlling taxes worldwide, quote, tax havens, tax avoidance. And that in the first phases, we will still have our dollar. It will just be pegged to a new global reserve currency, kind of like the dollar was the global reserve currency. You'll have a true quantitative easing, as they call it, a true, you know, new super fiat system that is accepted by the big central banks. This is what they've now announced they want to go with, and then the dollar will cease to be the dominant currency. They may go the other route. Regardless, they're going for more centralized control by private banking families. But go ahead.
Yeah, I was thinking, with the SDRs, it seems like it'd be like the new super currency. But I was just thinking, if we go through hyperinflation and the dollar goes down, then would that be like, then they bring in the SDRs, like, okay, that's the new currency? Or I'm just a little confused.
I think that this would be an opportune moment for them to bring in, you know, their Amero. I don't know if that's actually going to happen, if they'll call it an Amero. I think that they would like to see.
What they're doing is creating all sorts of new monetary made-up baloney systems. And now because governments and countries have leveraged their currencies out, they're trying to devalue all currencies together at the same time so you don't notice the global inflation is bad while the real economy contracts. Mm-hmm. So it's a controlled hyper, stagflation implosion is what we're moving towards. Okay, go ahead and give us your economic outlook, Bernard.
Well, I asked Kaiser the same question, and I said, well, what happens when the dollar is no longer the world reserve currency and it's truly crashed out? And he said, well, they just replace it with a separate currency and your dollar or whatever they give you and whatever they call it is only worth one-third as much.
But so regardless, it's a fiat system controlled by these bankers. And the bigger issue is they want to control world taxation rates and have a world government with one-child policies. This is all being announced, as you've noticed. It's going according to their plan. Anything else there, Eric? Or Mike?
Yeah, just one last quick point. Are China and Russia on board with the New World Order? Because they want them, like, the global currency and all that.
All right, let me try to explain that. I appreciate your call. I'm glad you brought that up. Hearing that on the news and reading that for the last couple of weeks, I've been meaning to talk about it. Russia is bought and paid for by the very same financial interests. So China was built by the globalists. They were given their money because they'd have a one-child policy because they would follow the globalist model. Okay, so the globalists have been very favorable towards China because they're elite. I mean, our government fought the Japanese while they were there and then put Mao Zedong in power after and basically kicked out Chiang Kai-shek, and that's now been declassified.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the old-timers 40 years ago, 50 years ago would say that from 49, but now it's declassified. I mean, this is on History Channel. They're very proud of it. You know, Rockefeller in 76 wrote editorials worshiping Mao and admitting he helped financing. So that's the model they want. It's not really communism. It's a thug killing you and handing everything over to foreign bankers. So China and Russia are simply saying, we want a new world order. We want a table, a seat at the table. We want a say in the new global currency. That's what's really being said. And yes, we want a new currency now because they're left holding dollars that are devaluing.
Yeah.
So that's basically what's happening. But you notice that at the CFR and in these other reports, they're already issuing their new global currency.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't feed into China and Russia as much as they like. And Geithner says to the public when he's asked at a press conference, oh, we're looking at that later, but not right now. And before the CFR says, yes, we're moving into that. So let's go ahead and, take another call. Let's talk to John in Florida, then Tessa, who I really want to hear from, with feds at the Houston Tea Party. Go ahead, John.
Hello, Alex and Jason. This is John calling from Palm Beach County, Florida. I was at the Tea Party today. A lot of people, more than 1,000 people there, young and old. But the message wasn't strong enough about in the Fed and the reason why the Fed is bad. That message did not get out, mm-hmm. I don't think, well enough. Because people still, you know, they don't understand that that's the problem.
They still think it's Barack Obama or they're liberal. They think it's George Bush. They're caught up in the projected puppets, the smokescreen, the hologram, instead of the real power structure. Were there folks there giving out pocket constitutions, Obama deceptions? Did you see any of that?
Somebody was giving out Freedom of Fascism. There were copies. I gave out 8 pocket constitutions to, like, these young people, you know, just like kids and stuff like that, you know.
Good.
And
Al Qaeda tuition.
No, back in 2002, when you came out with your Road to Tyranny, we couldn't have had this many people, 1,000+ people, in some kind of a rally like this, and it was peaceful. But people would not have believed your 9/11. And I haven't called you in a very long time, but I got fired from a job for handing out your video.
Wow.
Back in 2002. I'm not mad about that. It's just people are starting to wake up, but the message is not getting out.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. The people are now...
Well, that's why they're co-opting it, Alex.
Exactly. I mean, the people are upset. They know there's corruption, but they're like babies. We've got to rush out and get to them now. And so how did they fire you? They said that you're some kind of traitor. You're fired?
Well, no. I gave your... In 2002, I gave your 9/11 video out on the job, and I had called you back then about it, but... Yeah, I got fired from the job. That was, you know, because and they had the police come to the job and the whole thing. You know, that was back then.
Police! My God, it's elite. Yeah, I mean, that was the George Bush days, but now they're out there fighting the evil Obama. Yeah, notice all these fake conservatives, and I bet that's who did this to you. They're all, don't you say I'm a terrorist, Mr. Obama, but meanwhile they love calling you a terrorist.
Basically, there's a lot of Republicans that are anti-Obama that were at this rally today, but they still don't understand, and a lot of them were for illegal immigration. But the message is that it didn't get out. You know, in the Fed, there was a lot of those signs, but the message wasn't strong enough, I feel. It was not strong enough.
Well, but it's stronger than it used to be. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. God bless you. Keep it up. Let's go ahead and talk to Tessa in Texas, Feds at Houston Tea Party. Welcome.
Hey, Alex Jones. How you doing?
Good. Good to hear from you.
Thank you, sir. I was at the Tea Party rally today in Houston, Texas, and I got video of two federal agents capturing my friend Minderbinder bullhorning at the Houston Tea Party rally today.
Amazing.
Yes, sir.
How do you know they were federal agents? Tell us all about it.
He had seen them at the in the Fed rally last year here in Houston, Texas, and he totally recognized them. And so I zoomed in on their faces, and I have video of these guys. And I was actually going to ask you if I could get your P.O. Box number so I could send the video of that to you.
Yes, I just changed my P.O. Box, and will one of you guys run in the back and give that? Yes, and please send a note that we're allowed to use it or won't be able to. Also, don't wait for me. Do you know how to upload it to YouTube?
Yeah, we're going to do that, absolutely. I actually have about 3.5 hours of footage from the rally today of all kinds of signs
and
people
talking. Did
the feds
like, it was probably Army, that's who they have. In fact, that's mainstream news, the Army's watching people.
Sure.
But what'd they look like?
Oh, dressed, you know, very nice. One guy, peach shirt, stripes. Other guy, kind of dark navy jacket, sunglasses, white shirt. I have their faces. I zoomed in on their faces. I completely have what they look like.
Did they like that?
I would love for you to air this on your site.
Oh, no, we will. Did they like that?
Great. Oh, they looked absolutely weird, and it was funny because while I was videotaping, they were watching my friend bullhorning. And as we were walking to the other side, they stared at us, and it was like their evil eyes were watching us, like as we were moving to the other side of the street.
Well, you're an enemy of America. You're an enemy of America. You're protesting and demonstrating for liberty. That's bad.
I know. It's absolutely crazy. I mean, what am I doing? I don't know. I have a mind of my own. I'm thinking for myself, you know. Napoleon is always right. I mean, I don't know what I'm doing there.
So Hitler, you know.
I like milk and apples. Oh.
So they were videotaping you.
Well, actually, no, I they weren't videotaping, but one of the guy with a dark blue jacket, had a notepad, and he was taking notes. He was writing things down, and
they had people there photographing.
Yeah.
That's even been in the news. They are watching people.
Totally.
It's getting really crazy. Well, I'm glad you called in with the information. Let me give you the P.O. box.
Sir. Sure. Thank you, sir.
You bet. Thank you. I appreciate the call. It is P.O. box. Go ahead and say something else if you'd like. It's P.O. box 19549. That's P.O. box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. So again, mail to InfoWars, P.O. box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. And we will get that out. So P.O. box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760.
And, sir, something else I'd love to tell you. While the rally was going on, they were chemtrailing like crazy, and I also have video of that.
Well, let me just say this. We actually, at the InfoWars office, took some video of chemtrails before we left for the End the Fed, and then later in the afternoon as well.
The chemtrails were insane today.
I mean, you know what?
They were insane yesterday and today, both days. And I have
video. And by the way, if feds are listening, laughing, the White House, and they all admit they're terraforming us. It's like Associated Press. They're spraying us. It's insane. And, you know, you're out of your minds. Listen, great to hear from you. I appreciate your call.
Thank you, Alex.
We look forward to seeing that footage. Thank you. Send it to robd@infowars.com and you get it up on YouTube or the web. That's important. We're going to come back and go to Dan in Florida, Josh in North Carolina, Stephen in Texas, Ralph in Florida. And I want to go crazy now. I want to give each caller 1 minute, no matter what, your statement, your comment. We're going to the next person. We're doing pretty good about taking calls tonight. Here,
we are. Absolutely.
And I used to do a show 9 to midnight. It's kind of fun being there with
you. It's not too bad, huh?
Yeah, it's kind of like you either take calls or you cover news. And then it's kind of a catch-22. What's better?
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. Protogrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the Protogrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Okay, let's continue with the phone calls here. I've got a few other news stories I'm going to cover when we come back, then I'm going to leave. We're going to switch seats here coming up in the next segment. But let's continue going to all of your phone calls here. That's my call list from during the day. I forget that I am similar.
I think we were around like Dan in Florida, right? Yeah, Dan
in Florida. Yeah, Dan in Florida. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, sir. How you doing? Just real quick, I saw, I was looking at some of the videos you guys got on the new, Prison Planet site and things like that. And basically, I know you guys say constantly, you always talk about how we can, download and burn to DVD the Obama deception, all your films. Alex, I totally understand that fully. I'm not asking about that. I'm asking about the other films you guys got on your website on prisonplanet.tv from other filmmakers like George Humphrey. Mm-hmm. And, there's another one. That one actually won't even let you download to the computer.
Yeah, that's different because, you're on air, sir.
Okay, yeah, I didn't hear anything.
Sure. Things like that, George just says, yeah, you can put it on your prisonplanet.tv. I put it up there years ago. We haven't loaded it up in a new version. I haven't asked him if that's all right. So, you know, I mean, my films are there to be downloaded and burned to disk.
My films as well, but, you know, we can't speak for other filmmakers.
Yeah, exactly. People told me over the years, yeah, you can put your, you know, my film on your site. And then I haven't, later as we add new technologies, I haven't asked them, so I'm not going to do that. But go ahead, sir.
So it's probably best not to go and burn those to disks and pass them out.
Well, like it's all over the internet anyways. I mean, I don't know.
We can't tell you to do it, but at the same time, it's on Google Video, it's on YouTube.
Exactly.
I don't think that they would mind, you know.
Okay, now what about the radio shows, like you guys, you know, Alex, you in the daytime, and also yours show at night, Jason, are we actually allowed to burn those to a disk? And
oh, we hope you do. Yeah, please do. Not only burn them to disk, but a lot of people say because they can't get me directly through iTunes, you know, set up an app for that. A lot of people are like, folks, if you miss the show tonight or you're just tuning in, over on the left-hand side every day, we have the podcast now.
TheInfoWarrior.com. You can go there, the podcast.
Yeah, and we do love it. You know, great, burn it to disk. A lot of new CD players, DVD players in your car will play MP3 CDs.
Yeah, I'm going to let the caller go. I appreciate your call. Let me just add this. I get emails saying, can I put your bumper sticker on my car? Can I make a sign saying InfoWars? It's a free country. You know, so absolutely, folks, we want you to spread the word.
As much as you can. Please help us out.
And then we tell people to burn the radio shows and give them to people. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
Let's get aggressive out there. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Josh in North Carolina.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Good.
Excellent. So one of the things I just wanted to bring up right quick, but it has tie-ins to something else I'm going to mention, but basically Dark Winter, one of the things that it primarily highlights, aside from the anthrax, is weaponized smallpox. And as a matter of fact, on your forum, they have collected some of the clips and put them together as to entire newsreels that they did as an entire operation in June of 2001 of basically, you know, newsreels and news footage.
Remember, Nightline did the week-long series of a terror attack, bioweapons, and martial law in America, and they would show real martial law from the Dominican Republic in places where our troops had been or Haiti, and but then would splice it in with American footage of, like, hurricanes and things, and we're, yes, again, getting everybody ready for it.
Exactly. What is of interesting note, even, is Dark Winter has direct ties to a company named Booz Allen Hamilton. Now, people
Google this company.
That's the big PR firm that's behind so much of what goes on in
Correct.
Washington.
Correct. This is the PR firm that works for another very big company, EDS, Electronic Data Systems, that you never hear about. This is a shadow company that gets the contracts, puts them out to all the other tech companies, and also supplies professionals as contractors for all of these companies.
And it was started by Ross Perot.
Yes.
And I've talked to folks in Dallas. Ross Perot, it's a total CIA front. I mean,
exactly.
It's an actual CIA operation. All the short haircuts, typing, I mean, it's CIA.
Yes, and from what I understand, one of the top actual stockholders in the company was Dick Cheney, as well as the Carlyle Group for a number of years, even up until the point that HP has it, which is yet another front. But the point being is that this has direct...
Oh, by the way, HP... The
as
Ford
in
Foundation.
Hewlett-Packard, yes, as in, Hewlett-Packard.
I was going to say HP and a couple other, Ford Foundation, Rockefeller Foundation, they're the main funders of all the big liberal websites that attacked me last week.
Oh.
And I went to the federal filings. I never covered that. I got the big stack right here. All the federal filings that are right there. Caller, I appreciate that information, good information. Stephen in Texas. Ralph in Florida, Marcus in Tejas, Freedom in California, and many others. Stay with us.
You're listening to GCN.
GCN.
Genesis Communication Radio Network.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Now this is good stuff.
I agree.
It ain't me. They point at cannon. It ain't me.
It ain't me. It ain't me.
No fortunate one, no.
All right, I want to race through these calls. But secretive U.S. prison units used to house Muslim animal rights and environmental activists. And this is Green is the New Red website, Will Potter. The government is using secretive prison facilities on U.S. soil called communication management units to house inmates accused of being tied to terrorist groups. See, these are the FEMA camps, and these are admitted. These are the civilian inmate labor camps with the Army runs. And they have these, and now they're building new things for the closed camp X-ray in the U.S. and bring in the foreigners and also the citizens. But see, there's your real camps, but oh, it doesn't exist.
Well, there's 600 sites. We couldn't go to all of them, Alex. What we'll do is we'll go to a train station.
That'll little information is available about the secretive facilities and the prisoners housed there. However, through interviews with attorneys, family members, and current prisoner, it is clear that these units have been created not for violent and dangerous terrorists, but for political cases that the government would like to keep out of the public spotlight and out of the press. In April 2006, the Department of Justice proposed a new set of rules to restrict the communication of terrorist inmates. The proposal did not make it far, though. During the required public comment period, the ACLU and other civil rights groups raised constitutional concerns. And remember, it also came out the Bush memos, how he wanted to be a dictator and ban free speech in America. For all those that were denying that was being set up. And now we've got one of the 9/11 commission people coming out and saying they made a deal with the military to lie about the whole thing day one. It was all lies. Mm-hmm. Did you see that 2 days ago?
I missed it.
So, yeah, there's so much going on, we don't even know. The program was too sweeping, they said, but it could wrap up non-terrorists and those not even convicted of a crime. The Bureau of Prisons dropped the proposal, or so it seemed, just like Total Information Awareness Network. They still did it.
Yeah.
Just a few months later, a similar program, now called the Communication Management Unit, CMU, was quietly opened by the Justice Department at Terre Haute, Indiana. That's the big federal execution center. Then in May of 2008, a handful of inmates were moved without warning to what is believed to be the second CMU in the country in Marion, Illinois. And it goes on to say both CMUs are self-contained housing units, according to prison documents, for prisoners who require increased monitoring communication in order to protect the public. Who is housed at the CMUs? CMUs are less restrictive than, say, ADX Florence, a notorious Supermax prison for the most dangerous inmates. The Supermax holds Al-Qaeda operatives Zacharias Moussaoui and Unabomber Theodore J. Kaczynski. CMU inmates stand in sharp contrast to Missourians. Moussaoui and Kaczynski of the world, though. They include, and it goes through, Daniel McGowan, environmental activist, sentenced to 7 years in prison for a string of property crimes in the name of defending the environment. So he's in there. And recently, they included Andrew Stepaninian. I was convicted of conspiring to commit animal enterprise terrorism and shut down notorious animal testing laboratories, Huntington Life Sciences. So, I mean, this is a concentration camp. I mean, these are political prisoners, and they won't say where they are or anything. I mean, that's the height of tyranny. I want to get this guy on. This is a red alert. Okay, go ahead and go to calls, Jason.
All right, let's jump to our next caller. Let's go to Steven in Texas. Steven, you're on the line.
Yeah, hey, good evening, Alex and Jason. I just wanted to propose something since, you know, what you guys are about is truth exposing lies. And so what we need to do is call these agencies and organizations that are all pushing this global tyranny what they really are. So here's what I came up with. The CFR is the Council on Fiendish Retaliations. The TLC, the Trial Commission, would be the True Luciferian Commission. The Bohemian Grove would be the Be Homo Men Groove. The DHS would be Deportment to Homeland Insanity. The BATF would be the Borough of Antagonism, Trouble, and Fire on Us. FEMA is the Futilely Emerging Menacement Agony. The FDA is Fool and Thug Administration. The Israeli Mossad is Israeli Mass Facade. The CIA is the Sinful Interference Agency. UN is You Neutered Nation.
No. That's the Cocaine Importation Agency. I'm sorry.
The Vatican.
Actually, it's Criminals in Action also, if you've never heard that one.
Yeah. What?
And, it's Criminals in Action, the CIA.
Right. Go ahead and give us your Vatican one, or we'll be accused for working.
The Vatican is the Vat of Cancer. The Club of Rome is the Clump of Doom. The Federal Reserve Bank is the Fatal Reslave Bunk. The Bilderbergers is Build Our Bankers. The Rothschilds is Raunch Children. Rockefellers is Racket Fools. And in honor of Glenn Black, I propose that we have a new band called Backstab It with their new theme song for his show, Fairies Wear Suits and Work for Fox.
All right, Stephen, thank you for the call, brother.
That was really good.
He is a really good caller. He calls in just about every night, but sometimes he'll have a poem, or he makes good points, too. And he even brought on one of his cop friends, I believe, from New York, who, you know, he had just showed Building 7 to that day, and, you know, 9/11 can't be an inside job, got him on for 5 or 10 minutes. I think he opened his eyes. So there's another true info warrior for the show there, Alex. Let's jump to Ralph in Florida. Ralph, you're on the line.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Worldwide transmission against tyranny.
Yeah, I was going to start off on a lighter note there. Yeah, I have to say that, Jason, I'm sorry, but I got to go with Alex's music.
Oh,
man.
Brutal.
That's 4-1, pal.
I got 3-1. 3-1.
It's 4-1.
Yeah, I mean, he's got wasted years for those about to rock. As things get worse, though, I recommend maybe a little Slayer, like War Ensemble or something down the road. But
that's a little hardcore for folks. I mean, you know.
I did see Slayer once. They were pretty badass. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
You know, I got married, and we were at the Driscoll.
Uh-huh.
Because we didn't have a honeymoon because I was too busy.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was leaving with my wife, after leaving the hotel, you know, the 2 days later, there was Slayer's tour bus. They were coming in.
Oh, yeah. No, it was a good show.
They looked very Christian.
Yeah.
They would upset everybody at the Bohemian Grove. You know.
Yeah.
Because they're all like a little wizard off. It's going, oh, the power of Cuba's mine. But they do kill a lot more people than Slayer, so I guess they have more satanic power.
Right? I would imagine so. Go ahead, Ralph.
Well, hey, guys, no, I was at the Fort Lauderdale Tea Party, and I got there, and I was quite surprised. There was about at least 2,000 people there today. And, you know, I can spot these narcs from, like, they were on top of buildings looking down on us.
Uh-huh.
Okay? I mean.
No, they admit, mainstream news, they have the army out on alert. I mean, oh, my God, Americans are saying, you know, what they want their government to do. Again, 90%+ of people are against these taxes and bailouts, and the government still does it. It's totally illegitimate, and now it's saying the veterans are the biggest threat and all of this crap, and gun owners are bad. I mean, this government is rogue.
Yeah, well, my buddy was wearing your tyranny response team shirt, an American flag, and he was just thinking it was a snapshot row. That's where it was going, and it was something else. But look, I know you guys have other callers, but I'll call you guys next time because you have my neighbor, he doesn't live here in Miami Shores, used to be Howard E. Hunt.
Oh.
Okay. And he used to take me to school in the morning. And I would, you know, we'd talk to, honest to God, guys, I can give you references. He passed away last year. Mm-hmm. He went to Mexico and came back over here to this Kane Park. And I remember he would make comments to me, you know, back in the days. So,
well,
I mean,
definitely call back in. We love to have inside information. Yeah. Thank you for the call.
You want to tell us now, which Hunt was this?
He says E. Howard Hunt.
E. Howard Hunt. He was a neighbor. He lived right across the street, and two houses down lived this guy named Manuel Artimes. He's the guy that led the Bay of Pigs. And I believe
he lives right in the middle of this Cuban American community, of people that had to leave Cuba. I know that's confirmed from his son. So that much is backed up. Certainly interesting.
Yeah, I know both families. And just, you know, next time I call you guys, my grandmother's husband was Ernie Blanco. He was the guy who worked in Boca over at the Enquirer, and he's the guy that survived the anthrax attack. His friend Stevenson died.
Wow.
And I remember that whole ordeal because, you know, I just had a little baby girl, and then I would see him laid out. You know, my grandmother would tell me he's...
So what kind of stuff would E. Howard Hunt, who's now confessed before he died to running the op to kill Kennedy, what kind of stuff would he say to you, giving your eyes to school?
Well, no, you know, I was in elementary school, and he would just, you know, he was friends with my father, and I remember he would say, oh, Ralphie, you know, the world's more complex than you think, and, you know, back then it was the Reagan days. It's, oh, Reagan, you know, and... You know, he's a good president. He would say, well, there's more to it, son, than there is just, you know, it's just not black and white. I mean, he'll make these kind of like vague comments that I still remember to this day. And now that, you know, I look back in retrospect, I'm like, you know, now with these confessions, I think Rolling Stone magazine even had a whole article on this, which I was surprised.
No, they did play up a big article when he died. I thank you for the call, Ralph. Definitely some interesting stuff.
Yeah, no, if you can Google E. Howard Hunt, we have the video, not just the audio of him talking about killing Kennedy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a pretty big deal. That was going to be in my next JFK film, but all this other stuff got out of control. That film's like half done, and it's going to come out.
Mm-hmm.
It's
close to Aaron's heart. I know he doesn't talk about it a lot, but he really enjoyed
it. Yeah, we've been working on it a lot intensely. Okay, yeah, let's go to another caller.
Yeah, let's go to Marcus in Texas. Marcus, you're on the line.
Hola, Alex and Jason. How y'all doing?
Good, buddy.
Hey, I just wanted to call in real quick. I'm part of deprogram.net along with Josh. He's one of the earlier callers. And, man, we just work our butts off trying to get the word out, you know, get people woke up.
Did you go to any of the tea parties today?
Sir?
I said, did you go to any of the tea parties today?
I sure did. Went to the Houston Tea Party. I took my 14-year-old son with me. Kept him out of the indoctrination center for the day. I thought it was important he go see all this.
Excellent, and, excellent. So what was the experience like?
Man, you know, it was the first time I've ever been in any kind of protest or anything. So, you know, it was eye-opener for me, I guess. One thing I didn't like was, and there's mounted security cameras all over the place at this Jones Plaza. Mm-hmm. You know, the black globe kind, you know.
Well, you got to watch the American people.
You got to have bomb sweeps all the time, Alex, too.
Well, yeah, I mean, these are people talking about freedom. This is dangerous.
Yeah, there were a lot of don't tread on me flags at the one I was at today. I will say that was a popular...
Oh, that's in the MIAC report.
Yeah, that's what I said. You know, that's what I would point out to people. I'd say, well, you see the shirt that young lady's wearing with the don't tread on me and the flag? I'm like, that is in the document. You see these American flags? That is in the document. If you talk about the Federal Reserve System, which that sign talks about and that sign talks about and that sign talks about, you may be an extremist or a terrorist, and you're on this watch list. So that's how I was trying to relate to people today, Alex.
Yeah. Anything else, sir?
Well, you know, my dad, I tried to get him to go with me today, and he said, look, man, you know, until it gets something like marching on D.C. in the 60s, where it's 250,000 people descending on a place like that, he said, I really don't think it's going to do much good, but it's got to start somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well, I mean, overall it's positive. Overall it's a good thing. But it needs to expand out from there to other types of political action, and so it's a good thing. But, yeah, the globalists think it's okay because it's like a steam release. It's like, let them complain. We've already destroyed them.
Yeah, exactly. But, they're not going to be able to do anything.
But, no, they're starting to get worried. I appreciate your call. Let's go to the next person.
You got it. We got Freedom in California. Freedom, you're on the line. Freedom once.
Hey,
Freedom.
Hey, yes. I'm here. Hey, Alex and Jason. Hey, it's great to hear you guys having some fun. It's pretty cool.
Cool, man. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted to let you know, hey, Alex, I was hearing you on that and let you know I agree with you that the enemy of our country would definitely like to turn police and law enforcement and the people against each other, and I think that's really wise of you to see that and to point that out, and that when the police and the law enforcement do their job and protect people's rights, I'm sure you'll agree we appreciate that, and the problem is, of course, when they violate people's rights, and I called in a couple weeks ago, I was talking to Jason, and I wanted to reiterate that I think a really effective way to address those types of issues in a peaceful way is to engage them in the civil process. And so, you know, I was just wanted to put that out there, and I also wanted to say about that whole tragic Poplawski thing. You remember that?
Yes.
Oh, yes, I remember.
Yeah, that was ridiculous. I couldn't believe they tried to... associate you with that, Alex, and I was really, you know, happy when you got vindicated from that.
Well, no, that
thing.
Shows that they're, I mean, that shows they're really worried about me, that he'd visited hundreds of sites, and the Southern Poverty Law Center lied to the newspaper and said he was a fan of Alex Jones and visited Alex Jones's site as like some new McCarthyism, and then it turned out he was on my site attacking me. They knew that. They're going after me because we are effective and because they know that we're not under their control. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. We're moving fast here through the callers.
We are. Let's go to Daniel in Texas. Daniel, you're on the line.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Oh, how you doing, sir? I wanted to comment on the vaccines that they were I was a soldier in Iraq.
Okay.
And the vaccines that they give, there was a shot that they gave me. Like, they pretty much, it was a situation where, you know, if you got your flu shot, they gave it to you again.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in Iraq, and they gave me two flu shots within a 3-month span. Mm-hmm. And the shots that they gave me, you know, I still feel my arm twitching and having a regular heartbeat and stuff like that. And I didn't know.
Sir, it is eugenics. And I'm not saying this because it sounds like you're a black man. It's because that's a great example of it. I opened up an old book that we had, these old world almanacs, and it was from 1956 about how great the Tuskegee Institute was in Tuskegee in Alabama and how they were helping black folks. Now, here we learn 30, 40 years later after that, that they were giving him syphilis, letting him die of syphilis, letting him spread syphilis. That's nothing compared to, as bad as it was, radiating foster children to death. So this government's been caught thousands of times doing stuff like this, thousands of different programs, and no one should take any shots they give us. I mean, they just got caught in Europe killing a whole bunch of people, giving them live bird flu shots. I have mainstream news here.
Yeah, I mean, Clinton had to do a press conference on all the MK Ultra things that came out. I remember saying, oh, we did.
Yeah, they took foster children, girls and boys who were teenagers, gave them shock therapy for a year, programmed them, gave them drugs, put headphones on them audibly, and literally made Manchurian candidates, and they just declassified.
Yeah.
Huge CIA bases. These people, that's all I'm saying. The government is so evil, so corrupt. It's like we have a neighbor that's been caught a million times doing bad things.
Yeah.
And then we're going to trust him to, you know, again, to take care of us and to watch our house while we're gone when the neighbor's been convicted 15 times for stealing. But anyway, sir, go ahead and finish your point.
That's pretty much what I was bringing up, because I know you were talking about vaccines and how, you know, soldiers were dropping dead and stuff like that. But, and also one thing that was kind of on my mind is that, you know, I have a lot of respect for what you do because, you know, I wasn't really up on politics to a lot until I started seeing the corruption that was going on, which made me want to get into it, you know, find out what was going on. But it's a weird struggle because when you talk to people about it, you know, they try to treat you like you're crazy, you know, just like you say on your, you know, on your show all the time.
No, they want to be involved in their comfort zone, their
talking. You know why
points.
They do that? They're so selfish, they won't even save their own life. And they've been taught it's weird to be informed. They think you're showing off or something. And deep down, they're cowards. They know instinctively things are screwed up. And they want to think they're in control. Look, cowards aren't just cowards at a threat. They'll lie about a threat.
Yeah.
You know, they can't believe something's happening to them. And you talk about corruption in the media or corruption you saw when you were in the military?
Everywhere, from the just the media, the military. I mean everywhere. You know, I just try to keep my eyes open on what's going on. And a lot of things that, you know, I was telling my brother about the G20 meeting, you know, about...
Stay there. I want to hear from them. Hold on. I want to hear from you more on the other side, and then Burmese will get to one or two other calls. I've got to go home because I've got to get up at 6 a.m. I'm going to be listening
in
the car.
Yeah, you got man cow tomorrow.
I'm going to be listening as I drive home on 90.1. God bless you all, Jason Burmese.
All right, thank you so much.
With an economy that continues to plummet, many of us will have to make the difficult decision to cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, a weak immune system, or just always feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs, plus heal the body with food. One scoop a day with water, milk, or juice will have you feeling better in no time, giving you more stamina and energy, helping to alleviate stress, boosting your natural healing power, strengthen your immune system, and it tastes great too. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets of healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N, Shentrition.com, or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, The time to act is now. At hempusa.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Segment of the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. Glad to have Alex Jones riding all 3 hours with us. We're going to go right back to Daniel in Texas. You try to tell your brother about the G20 and what happens? We dropped him. All right, well then let's go to Joe in New Mexico. Joe, you're on the line.
Hey Jason, how are you doing, man?
Good, man. Good.
I've been labeled a wing nut now on Twitter, so that must mean I'm getting the word out.
It must mean that.
I want to comment, and if you guys covered this already, excuse me then, but on a DHS report that came out on April 7th,
mm-hmm.
I think you guys, did you notice that that thing was originally produced back in, 2007, January 2007, that document?
No, I didn't see that. Where is that? Is that during the end? Is a little footnote?
Yeah, if you go to document properties on it, it'll show 12307 at 1:32 p.m. and then modified on 4709 at 5:47. And I just bring that up to Alex.
Oh, that's if you right click the PDF file, you can see when it originated.
Right.
Okay, gotcha. I just want to make that clear. Go ahead.
Yeah, and then it goes to Alex's point he was talking about earlier today. That if you go to FBI.gov and you do some search on extremists left and right, mm-hmm. you can see that there's a pretty strong history of this language going back to 2002, post 9/11, and it's just not targeting the right, but it's also the left, and it's just the timing of this coming out before the Tea Parties. I personally think it's designed to incite violence, and it came out on 4709. I think it was by design. It's kind of like when Obama was inciting violence on the AIG bonuses, you know, people want to just discount that, but that's exactly what's going on. And so I wanted to make comment about that. And then the last comment I have, Jason, is I listened to Alex when he was on late night in Albuquerque, and then I stopped listening to him, and I voted for Bush 4 times. And then halfway through the second term, I kind of realized something ain't right here. And finally, a little while back, I went back to listening to Alex, and all I can say is, you know, get over the biases, because I was drunk. I thought Iraq made a lot of sense and everything. Now, I can't justify it anymore, and all the connections that Alex talks about make sense. So all I can say is if people will just have the courage to watch that Obama deception and some of the other stuff he has out there, it can really help. And once you do that, there is a huge paradigm shift where all of a sudden the evil people of the world ain't so evil, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's a different viewpoint, and they're actually pretty right. Like, what's the actor he had on that was talking about 9/11 a few years ago that got bashed in the media, the big
actor? Yeah, Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen.
He makes sense now. Before, I thought he was a kook because that's how he was painted by the media.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also watched the news cycle so closely over the last year. It's amazing. And then the timing of that financial tsunami that happened in September during the elections, and the fact that we know it was by design that they stripped the money out of the money markets and caused that. I mean, come on, it's just like, everyone take a step back, just drop the lenses, drop the biases, and just say, well, what if Alex is right?
And sure enough, let's just drop the preconceived notions, and let's also step back and say that, like you said, all human life has value. You know, they always try to polarize us, differentiate us, pit us against other groups. Folks, my life has no more value than a life of somebody in another country. I hate to tell you. You know what I'm saying? Yep. I'm a person. They're a person. We're human beings. We're not that much different. I thank you for the call, sir. If you missed any of tonight's Power Pack program, the entire podcast will be up at theinfowarrior.com shortly. Thanks for joining us. It's prisonplanet.tv, infowars.com.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.